Bugs for days.
That's right. You're going to be like, hey, guys, it's me, Kevin.
Allergies, huh? Am I right?
Ooh, do you want to do a nasally intro?
Am I that nasally?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you sound like shit, but
go ahead. Wow, thanks, man.
That's why I'm offering you the intro.
I always do the intro. You do it this time.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Tonight, we're on the final stretch to WrestleMania weekend, and there's plenty of wrestling to go around in the tri-state area. We got a few speed bumps before we get there, including your Patreon questions and some Monday Night Raw talk. Matt will be here in a few, but for now, the two-man group welcomes you to the Shining Wizards. Whatever. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
I have a small dick.
God damn!
On the final lap.
Ugh, it's a long fucking lap.
It feels like it's been forever to get to this WrestleMania. And to be honest with you, Raw did it no favors, but we're doing you a favor right now.
Uh-oh.
Because we're going to do all that wrestling talk.
And talk about the wrestling.
We are live on RantEMRadio.com, Rant Entertainment Media. We are, of course, the Shining Wizards, and we're here to do some talking about the wrestlings.
Woo.
But for right now, it's the two-man group. Pizza Slinger should be here soon. But in the meantime, Tony.
Kevin.
Oof. You know what? As much as I'm looking forward to it, I'll be glad when it's over.
Because I'm always glad when it's over.
It's just so much in such a small frame of time.
But I'm looking at the card, and we'll get to the picks and all that fun stuff, because we're going to be, like, a whole hour of the show is going to be making picks.
It might be more than that with all the shit we have to pick, but go ahead.
And I'm looking at it, and I watched Raw kind of in, like, a vacuum last night. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't hate it.
It's just that it's not exciting. There's a few, like I mentioned last week, that I'm really looking forward to, and all the rest of it is just like, okay, that's fine. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. It's not bad.
I mean, now are they putting in the best effort to get people excited about it? Maybe not. Probably not, as I'm sure Matt will let us know.
Oh, fuck him anyway.
In full effect when he gets here. But Visible. Wasn't able to watch Raw live last night because I was at our buddy Jason Sines' comedy benefit in New York.
Well, back it up. You were steps away from Jason Sines' comedy benefit in New York.
No, I got in.
Oh, you did get in?
Yeah, I snuck in.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, it was for like a little bit, but it was what it was. I didn't get to see anybody that I knew perform, but it was it was fine. I mean, and all the comics were hanging out in the bar area anyway, so... It was good. Got to catch up with some old comedy friends that haven't seen in a long time.
That's cool. Well, I mean, you guys all know friend of the show Jason Sines suffered a pretty horrific accident back in December. We have the posts up on the Facebook page. You know, there's a Patreon if you want to send a couple of bucks his way. There's some cool stuff that you can bid on in a silent auction.
Is it a Patreon or is it a GoFundMe?
Oh, it's a GoFundMe? Yeah, it might be a GoFundMe.
That would make more sense, right? For it to be a GoFundMe?
Yeah, it is a GoFundMe. It's something like that. It's one of the money-collecting things that you can go and support Mr. Jason Sines. He's a cool guy.
He's a great guy.
He's an awesome guy.
And so, yeah, my buddy's hosted a benefit for him up in down in the East Village in New York City.
Up in the down in the village. Up and down and all around.
Up, down, down, village, village, B-A-B-A, start. Select start. Was that the Contra code?
Something like that.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select,
No, it's B, A, just B, A. That's the Konami code.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Like BA start.
No, I think it's BA twice.
No, you're wrong. Trust me.
I mean, I know you would know.
But you don't think I know.
But no, I mean, I'm like Mike Johnson.
Can you? Oh, you are.
I'm always right.
Hey, you want to guess the last two video game purchases I made?
Recent?
Yes.
Like, are they retro or are they current?
Retro. Absolute retro.
Did you post anything on social media?
No, of course not. Fuck people.
What system?
Two were for Nintendo and one was for Super Nintendo.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't even know where to begin.
Okay, I'll just tell you. For Nintendo, I bought Pinbot, which was the port of, you know, the pinball machine, of course. And the Tengen version of Ms. Pac-Man.
Tengen?
Yes. You know why? And
I think that's one of the Gorillas of Destiny.
And I bought...
Ring of Honor. Isn't it like Tengen Loa and...
Tonga Tunga?
Tonga Tunga and yes, Tengen?
Some nonsense like that. And I also bought the Williams version of Ms. Pac-Man for Super Nintendo. And you know why I bought them? Because one guy actually turned me down for like a best offer, and I wound up getting it $5 cheaper because nobody else bid on the thing.
So you bought it out of spite.
Yeah, so fuck him.
Yeah, fuck you.
But it came with everything. It came with the box, the instructions, like the little baggie for everything. So it was like a full, complete purchase.
Did you take it out of the box?
Oh, yeah. It was in the system, but the box is over. It wasn't like shrink-wrapped or anything. It was just like complete in box.
Yeah, man. It's tough, man. When you get the itch to collect, it's rough.
Well, you know what it is? I didn't know it for years, and I come to find out that version of Ms. Pac-Man on both systems actually has a two-player mode where you could play as Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man at the same time on the same map.
Oh.
So, yeah, so it was kind of cool. So I figured, let me play with my wife, you know, because she likes Ms. Pac-Man. And it's kind of hard to strategize with somebody whose primary goal is just to eat everything. So there's no strategy with eating power pellets and going after ghosts for points because...
So wait, is it a competition or are you on the same team?
You can do both. You can do both.
I feel like if the tandem would be really easy.
Yeah, but if she keeps going for the power pellets and that kind of defeats like my strategy because I want to get the pellets and eat the ghosts. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course.
Like the strategy is not to just rip through the levels.
Ghosts are very high in fiber.
Well, of course.
Got to get them.
Got to digest those eyeballs. Spit them out your ass.
Those are the delicacies.
Yeah, I never understood that. Why do you eat everything and then the eyes survive? Like, is that
like
a fish?
No, people eat the eyeballs. You ever watch?
That's what I mean. You know, like even people that like would make like goat heads, they would eat the eyes out of the goat.
It's the most fattening and it's the most
delicious.
I guess delicate and or delicate. No,
something like
delectable.
That. I had snout once on a pig.
You had snouts?
Yeah.
Pig snout.
Yeah, because some...
dogs eat pig snouts.
My uncle's Cuban, so like for a stretch, every time there was a celebration, they would roast a pig, which is awesome.
Certain people don't waste an ounce of that food, like a piece of that animal.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not, which is what makes it fantastic, because I was like... You ever try the snout? He's like, yeah, go ahead, carve off a piece. And it's like, it's just fucking...
Like cow tongue and shit.
It's hard, but, you know, it is what it is. I tried it.
The snout was hard.
Didn't say I'd be ordering it anywhere I go, but...
Well, where are you going to find somewhere that has pig snout?
Aha! We do live near Newark, and I'm sure
that's a very good point.
Serve up everything over there.
Jersey City, Hoboken, Newark, everywhere's got the pig snout. Down Neck?
Down Neck.
Look at us, Jersey fucks.
Oh, fuck it. You know, I mean, this is a hotbed area for great restaurants.
Yeah?
I mean, a lot of them in the city, sure, but a lot of them in Newark, dude.
Yeah, you can't sleep on Newark, bro.
Definitely not. At least not for food.
No.
Oh, if you like high crime and good food, Newark's your place.
They got some good pubs down there, some good Irish pubs that keep the old...
Lots of good places.
Yeah.
Yeah. So come to Newark.
Come to Newark, guys.
Come for the devils. Stay for the food.
Come for the devils. Get fucked at the airport. And
well, you could probably get fucked at one of the hotels near the airport, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like I would know, but I heard, you know.
I heard things.
I heard a few things and a few this's and that's. Speaking of this's and that's, we didn't talk about SmackDown. We talked about happenings last week about Charlotte winning the SmackDown women's title because it was happening as we were recording. But the other thing we found out is that the New Day managed to get Kofi Kingston into the title match against Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania.
By winning the old gauntlet.
You know what? SmackDown has been pretty damn good the past couple of weeks building up to Mania.
I don't think Raw's been awful either.
No, but Raw's had some awful things that they're serving up on the WrestleMania platter.
What I do is I watch... Like I said, I couldn't watch it last night, but today I went on YouTube, and what like some of these YouTubers, they do, they condense Raw, down to like 30 minutes and just put the highlights.
Yeah, because you could do without Charlie Caruso in the back. You could do without the 5-minute commercial breaks. You could do about like, you know, like, oh, we're supporting this and this charity this week. You know, like, you don't need all that shit. Or the rewinds, you know?
Right. And so what I watched today for a half hour, I was like, all right, not awful.
No. Well, because you only saw a half hour.
Exactly.
But the gauntlet match was a lot of fun.
There was a gauntlet match?
No, I'm talking about with the with the New Day. Yeah. When they were all beat up after taking on the bar, and then New Day, the Usos came out, and you thought they were going to throw down, and they were just like, no, man, we respect you. We forfeit. I was like, this is a great story.
That was a good story. I thought that would have been a way to end it. But then they had
well, of course, because Daniel Bryan and Rowan like lost their minds. And the count-out win was actually kind of cool.
A lot of count-out wins.
Big E, like, just kind of hoisting that light table over on top of Eric Rowan.
That table.
Like, I was watching it. My wife was like, that table's empty. I'm like, yeah, but it's the show, you know? You know.
It's a big, heavy table.
Yes. It took Big E all of his might to lift it over.
That's a lot of might.
Of course it is.
Might
hurt. I was telling you before we started. I
was worried he might hurt himself.
Oof.
Yeah. We're getting right into it.
I ring the bell for everything.
That's fine. I expect a bell ring now for everything.
Dude, I've been punctuating everything with bell rings for like the past 6 months.
I know. I understand the purpose of the bell has diminished, but I don't hate it.
No, it's not diminished.
It's expanded. It's expanded. Okay, that's a better word.
It diminished away from the racial stuff.
Yes.
We don't really, well, except for Dummy over here.
We try not to.
Well, we are pretty successful. Well, you're more successful than I am, but I'm pretty successful.
I think. Ah,
I
agree.
Somebody else doesn't agree.
Who's that?
I'm buzzing myself.
Oh, was that Gulak?
Mr. Drew Gulak is not driving a semi tonight. He's doing a little DDP yoga.
He is doing yoga. What is that, a thrust?
That's kind of like Road Warrior 1, maybe, a little bit.
Why? Who?
What?
You know what that is? That's like that's like a Shawn Michaels almost type deal.
Yeah, like one of the moves actually for the DDP system is the Showstopper.
And it's what? You go down and you do like his little pre-match pose? Yeah, like the two dudes with attitudes?
Like you do a move similar to that, but then he goes, I like to call this one Showstopper, and you put your arms out and you flex them in like that, and then you spread them back out.
So that's a yoga move.
Well, it's a DDP yoga move. I don't know if it's a yoga move.
It's a yoga.
Yoga, yoga.
So basically, if I sit here for the next hour and a half doing this podcast and I just go like this, I'm doing yoga?
Yeah, but you have to put resistance on it. Like, you have to resist against yourself. Yep. And then when you go back out, you have to resist it as well.
Oh, I don't like this.
Dude, people think I'm nuts. Like, I do that stuff. Like, I'll come upstairs. I'm dripping sweat. I burn, like, 500 calories.
I bought DDP yoga, like, 3 years ago. I have no idea where it is.
That's terrible.
I know it's not open, that's for sure, too.
That's terrible. And you know, when Dummy was doing it for a while, he was looking good. He fell off. My friend Steve was doing it for a while. He fell off.
He looks
gross. It's a shame, dude.
Let's see if I can keep doing this. How long are you supposed to do this for?
Well, you're not supposed to keep doing that. There's other moves that go.
Well, what if I just wanted to start with this? Like the showstopper.
I don't know. You can keep doing that.
This is a showstopper. Doing yoga on a podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, I'm done. Woo. Yeah, I don't like that.
Feeling loose?
Nope.
You might not be able to lift your beer.
Feeling worse? Ah, no, that'll never stop.
Of course not. Of course not, Kevin.
These allergies might stop me, though. Oh, mama. So sorry. Yeah, I apologize if I sound absolutely awful.
No, but you know what? Now it's like rubbing off on me. Like, I feel like I'm getting like nasally, too. So.
Well, I mean, there's no way that I could have done that in the span that I was here. So you must have already been.
Oh, no, I was. I've been screwing up since Sunday. It's just that now all of a sudden that, like, I'm actually sitting down and relaxing. It's starting to hit me again.
It's awful. When I'm in that fucking hot, sweaty Uber, that's bad.
All right, let's stay with that. What was bad about Raw that you saw? Anything that stood out?
I mean, the filler stuff you could always bitch about.
Lacey Evans has to go. That was ridiculous. The tag match with the...
With the Glory and Gable?
Yeah, and, that was pretty worthless.
Well, I guess it's trying to set. They're definitely trying to set up another match for Mania for the tag belts.
And Aleister Black and Ricochet again with
that was a great match.
It was a creative finish.
That was a great match.
But it's like Claymore against against Dean Ambrose or against Seth Rollins over and over and over again.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with that. I thought it was fun.
But there was a, there was an awful lot of filler. An awful.
Well, see, I sucked out the filler.
This is the only thing that like I was like actually starting to feel okay with. Baron Corbin. They actually were making me feel like this should be Kurt Angle's final match.
See, I'll
not
nev-
a lot.
I'll never think that this should be his final match, but I get why they're doing it, and I don't necessarily have as big a problem with it as I did.
I don't anymore after watching Raw this week, because he played into the fact that everybody fucking hates him, which I like, which is what a good heel should do.
Totally rando Rey Mysterio appearance, though.
Well, wasn't Rey Mysterio supposed to wrestle?
Unless I missed something,
Kurt
like
Angle?
I said, I only watched the condensed version.
Well, no, I think Kurt Angle was on SmackDown last week and was supposed to wrestle Rey, but somebody interfered. I think Samoa Joe interfered like a minute in or something.
Yeah.
So that didn't happen, so I guess Rey came over to wrestle him yesterday, but that didn't happen either. And now Rey's supposed to take on Samoa Joe for the U.S. title at Mania. With this loss to Baron Corbin. I get that they're trying to build Corbin up. It sucks that it was at Mysterio's expense.
It's like, what do you... You cut off your nose to spite your face.
Exactly. But I'm okay with this. Like, I was okay with Baron Corbin yesterday.
I
didn't fall in love with the fact that they're wrestling.
I just hate his... He's no longer the constable. Why is he wearing the vest and the dress shirt? Just go back to your...
He looked like a dick, that old outfit he used to have on with the greasy long hair and all that shit.
But it's better than that.
They're going to keep him that way.
Put him in like a Diesel, Big Daddy Cool, like straps and to hide his belly pouch and pants.
You know, I have to say it, Rey Mysterio's outfit with the straps, I don't like it.
I don't mind the straps as much as I mind the foofy foofy.
Oh, the fucking mohawk shit?
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
Get rid of the foof.
I don't know. I like Rey. Rey is perfectly acceptable.
He doesn't wear that all the time, though. Sometimes he'll wear just his regular old pants and with no top.
It's just weird.
And it's a weird top. It's like a big loop. It's like you put your V-neck in the shat and like the wash forever, and it just completely droops down to where it's like a U-neck.
Yeah, it's like Kelly LeBrock in Weird Science, like that weird fucking like exercise top. You know, from the 80s. You know.
About. But you're not going to get any argument out of me about Kelly LeBrock.
Like the women in European Vacation were wearing at that club where they were all topless doing exercise on stage. That's what we need more of in this country, topless exercising.
Yeah.
That's my point for the night.
That should have been your going home.
Well.
It could be.
I'm actually happy that you remembered. Huh? I don't even have a going home
Neither
yet.
Neither do I.
Maybe Matt will have a few of them written down for us.
I swear to God, I don't.
There were a couple things. Do you care that we're going to get the Demon against Bobby Lashley?
No, I think it's actually the perfect spot for it.
So the Demon's going to have to win.
Yep.
I mean, at some point. Well, I mean, I guess this is the point.
But
there was...
you're going to get those people that are going to be like, well, why didn't he do it against Brock? That's a bigger threat than Lashley.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have beaten Brock.
Because he wouldn't have beaten Brock.
That's the thing.
Yeah. If the plan was for Finn to beat Brock, then yeah, you should have brought out the Demon. But this also makes the match, it adds another element into a match that people also kind of don't really care about, again, because we've seen it a million times. So bringing out the Demon is definitely a way to make the match more interesting, I think. So, and then Finn will win, and it'll be all happy-go-fucky.
Was Batista included in your 30-minute roundup?
What, because his promo was like a second?
Yeah, what did he say? I don't even remember.
Kiss my ass?
Kiss my ass, yeah.
That was it.
It's weird, but it's Batista, it kind of makes sense.
It was weird that they did it in D.C., though, because like, that's his hometown, so you figured that he would have more to say in front of his own people and get the good... But then again, he's also the heel in this, so maybe you don't want to do that.
I mean, they did the same thing with Jericho. Remember when he came back and every time he would go to talk, he'd just start yelling and run around the ring. And
oh,
then
yeah.
He'd stop and he'd start yelling again. And then after like 4 minutes, you're like, wow, what an asshole.
Yeah, big dick.
So, Big Dick Batista did it in a couple of words.
I meant that he was acting like a big dick.
Well, I also heard that he's packing.
Well, that's what Conrad and Bruce think.
Fuck. I wonder if he is, though. Now they got me curious. Ask Curt Hawkins next time you talk to him.
I'm not going to ask Curt Hawkins next time I talk to him.
You should.
Why would I ask Curt Hawkins if Batista has a big dick?
Do they take questions on the Major League podcast?
Major Wrestling Figure podcast?
Whatever.
Yes, they do.
Oh, you should send that in.
They're actually doing a whole show based.
You should ask
questions.
Him if Batista's Jax figure is anatomically correct. Because that would be the question to ask. Hey, Tyson figures and his dick.
Yeah, but they're not going to answer it.
They might.
They won't.
They might.
They wouldn't say my joke on the air because it was...
Well, you, Mr. Inappropriateness. Like, hey, Kevin, can you give us a PG joke that we can include? Yeah, fuck this and fuck that.
Oh, it was...
I forgot what it was.
It was... What do Mexicans and action figure collectors have in common? It's almost impossible to get green cards because of the Hasbro green cards.
I thought you had a Benoit joke too, or did we not talk about that?
Yeah, it's like, why was Chris Benoit a terrible action figure collector? Because he never let him breathe.
That was the one I remember.
I never sent that to him. I sent it.
Oh, you sent the green card.
But I replaced Benoit with like O.J. Simpson or Samoa Joe, which I guess O.J. Simpson's not too much better.
No, of course not. But the good thing about Raw, did you see the? Well, I mean,
we already talked about it. Lacey Evans.
No, well, the second best thing on Raw, and I'm not talking about the 8-woman tag match either, which I was okay with. Beth Phoenix standing tall, but Jesus fucking Christ, dude, I haven't been that entertained in a long time. That 6-man match
with the ending,
with everything, with the match, with them hating each other. Charlotte tags herself in, and while she's yelling at Becky, fucking Ronda tags herself in, and they're all just jawjacking.
That was great.
And Ronda's like, "Fuck this," and she makes Liv Morgan tap out, and then just punches Charlotte in the throat. And they just start going, and Charlotte, dude, she big booted that one dude in the face.
Oh my God, I thought he died.
Oh, it was so great. And then at the end, dude, one of the best parts, they put Becky Lynch and Ronda in the same
police
car.
Oh, they started just kicking each other.
And they just look at each other. Dude, I don't know if you and your brother were ever in situations where you're just kicking each other.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the most dangerous thing you can do when you're in a rivalry with someone. Like, taking swings at each other, grabbing at each other, like, that's not bad.
It's hard to defend a kick,
dude,
when you're
just
laying
swinging
down.
Feet, and they're wearing boots and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then she just kicks the window out. And then she sticks her head out, and Charlotte just hits her with the running knee.
Wonder how long that took to shoot.
And the best part was, dude, fucking... Becky and Charlotte are arguing, and the car that Ronda's in just takes
All right, so let me ask you this, though. We're having a great time laughing about it.
It's so great,
Was
dude.
There at any point you're like, all right, this is a little too much?
No, not at all. It was so over the top. It was fantastic.
Okay, that's the better term. It was ridiculously over the top.
Dude, first of all, like when they started getting handcuffed, I'm like, really? I'm like, you really need to handcuff them? But then it was cool because Ronda attacks Becky while she's handcuffed, and then Charlotte's outside the ring, and then Charlotte starts attacking Becky while she... It was great.
The fact that all three got handcuffed, and they all went, they're still trying to kick cops and fucking...
When the car took off, and they panned to it, and Ronda's behind the wheel, it's fucking great.
Oh, wait, well, Matt's listening.
Well, of course he is. Hey, what's the first rule when you call into a fucking radio show? Turn down your radio, jackass.
Turn my mic off! Listening, not my mic.
I didn't call in.
All right, so shut it off. You're here. You're listening to us live.
Just got to make sure I'm all caught up on everything.
Oh wow, somebody actually listens to our show.
Yeah, somebody. Somebody doesn't listen to the show before this because boy, is it fucking dog shit.
What is wrong with you?
Whatever was on the ramp beforehand sounded like
you're talking about before you got here.
Some hick and some dude in a
like what we were doing
in the fucking bathtub. Some black dude in the bathtub going blah 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 blah. I couldn't understand a fucking word.
You're
they
the
were
fucking
saying.
Worst, dude.
It, was whatever was on the rant at 6:59.
You're the.
It was
I don't
us.
Know what other. No, it wasn't.
We were doing that was Tony's
no,
intro.
Then you guys came in and you talked about your boogies. And you talked about this and then that. And then you tried to play the commercials and the commercials didn't play. And I was going to text you and then the commercials showed up.
Yeah, because Butt went back to the fucking wrong setting again. I don't know why it does that, but periodically it just fucking says fuck me.
I got to pee. I don't know why you turned my mic on.
Well, I don't know why you picked it up and started talking to us.
You were talking to me while I was listening to the show.
All right. That's a good point. So go pee. Get out of here.
I'll be back.
You got a nice little twisted tee in there for you, pal.
Thanks. You really put the mask in when you didn't have to do that. I was just being sarcastic.
I really knew you were, too. Just I thought that was like a dig at me. Like, can you put the devil's game
no,
on?
No, I was just being a sarcastic all dickhead. Right.
No, I did this to prove
this
a point.
This is nice. What is this?
It's the Mets. They're your
no,
fucking
what's
team.
The app?
It's probably the new MSG Plus Go
no,
app.
It's,
oh, no,
it's Xfinity.
Oh, it's nice.
Any sporting event that's on, you can pull this shit up during the game. Yeah. You can get updates, like it'll give you the updates as like all the scores and stuff. Like every single sport. It's awesome.
Only good team in New York right now.
It even covers NASCAR. Oh, dude, don't worry, dude. They'll shit the bed soon enough.
They probably will.
I figure by June they're going to fucking be like 5 games under .500.
Are the Nets still good?
No, the Nets suck.
No,
dicks.
The Nets were in a playoff hunt for a while.
Come on.
I'm not,
I think the Knicks had like fucking 69 losses this year.
The Knicks suck. The Nets are good.
They all suck, dude. All fucking right. Basketball. Basketball hasn't been good since
Listen,
the
it didn't
90s.
Suck as much as, well, I'm saying, you know what didn't suck? It's the segment that we were just talking about before Matt got
No,
here.
It didn't. And you know what else was cool? Like, there was talk like that it was going to be like whoever gets pinned loses their title or some nonsense.
I guess.
But
I guess,
Stephanie came out and said winner takes all. Like,
but that doesn't necessarily mean they're unifying it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but
you could still defend one-on-one and one-on-the-other. And I think just the visual of Becky Lynch, which, again, we'll get to our picks. I think we're all...
Just do me a favor. Just throw me the box of tissues. I'm fucking dying.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm kind of... I'll throw it back to you. Go ahead. Keep going.
I think the visual, and I think we're all being... If there's one pick in this entire cavalcade of picks we're doing, I think we can pretty much all agree, unless, you know...
Yeah, but it's like...
Unless Matt has some crazy logic, which is not awful.
But it's like I said last week, though. If you're going to have... a women's tag belt that's going to go across all brands, you might as well just do it with
but
the women's
NXT, championship. NXT already has a women's champion.
Yeah, but let's be honest. This is WWE, not NXT. You
yeah,
know
but
what I'm saying?
Then if that's the case, then you're opening up a huge other can of worms where NXT is an official third brand of WWE.
Yeah, well,
now,
look,
if that's the case, that could be an interesting debate.
Well, I mean, there's really not enough women to go around to justify, I think.
Oh, there's plenty.
To justify two women's championships and a tag team championship?
Now there is. Yeah. I think there's enough to do both and plenty to do the other. So if Becky Lynch wins both belts, that means Becky Lynch is on both shows. Which means that you have
Which is fine.
Which eventually she'll have to lose one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. This
you
is,
know
this,
what happens when she loses the title? She's a fucking loser.
Steal my gimmick, you cock.
It's perfect.
No, it was good. I like that. I like it. Oh, and he came with his laptop today. Look at this.
Yeah, but he, come on, he can't, he didn't, he came right from work last time.
Well, he had his laptop in his car.
Yeah, but he was also had less time on the show last week.
Yeah, it's not like I wasted 10 minutes talking about fucking video games.
God, nothing we do is good enough
for
you.
No, fuck him, dude.
No, it's
I heard the Midnight Jury's looking for a new
that's
host.
That's our just, Mike Francesa monologue.
It's just WrestleMania weekend, and we're going to have to end the show at fucking 8:54.
You know, fucking Choppy Magoo just had a kid. Maybe Phil needs you to fucking go sit in on Turbo.
Yeah, maybe I will. And maybe I'll get Phil to finally kill himself.
That ain't right, dude.
No, that was wrong. I'm sorry. Fucking, that was aggressive.
Wrong, that was a very aggressive humor. That was Jeselnik style.
Fuck Jeselnik, too.
Oh, wow.
Who's that?
Anthony Jeselnik?
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you got to look him up.
Right. He had a cup of coffee with Comedy Central, and then his show disappeared. I don't know what happened.
A whole cup?
Yeah.
If you like
Actually,
Mitch,
it was half
if,
a cup until Eric Bischoff threw it at him.
If you like Mitch Hedberg, you'll like Anthony Jeselnik.
He's rough. No.
He's darker. He's a lot darker.
He's rougher than, dude. Mitch Hedberg was kind of like lovable dark.
Yes,
but
Anthony Jeselnik is the same type of joke structure.
No, Anthony Jeselnik is rough, dude.
Joke structure, but he's way darker.
Really dark.
Blue, as they say.
Didn't she needed the money.
The first joke I ever heard him say was he was comparing his family to the Brady Bunch. And he was like, yeah, we didn't always see it eye to eye, but our father died of AIDS.
That's Jeselnik in a
nutshell.
I was
like, whoa. This guy just really goes for it.
Do you guys? Because we have three shows to pick for.
Well.
Did you guys
finish talking about Monday Night Raw? I'm sorry.
No, we did.
That's fine.
No, wait. Your understanding of Stephanie's announcement was winner takes all, that whoever wins gets both belts, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. But I don't think that means that the both belts become one belt.
No, I don't think
so. It's going to be like she's going to get to show off both belts.
Yeah, and so on Raw, she'll defend the one, and on the other, she'll defend the other.
You really think there's enough women for them to make compelling TV?
I don't think so.
The fucking abysmal shit they've been doing with all those useless broads.
I thought it was pretty good last night.
Lacey Evans needs to die in a fire.
I can't stand Lacey Evans. That fucking four-team tag match. Oh, God.
You know what?
I didn't mind
I'm
that.
Fine with Beth Phoenix. She's a star, dude. She's still got it. She's still a star.
Did she get a pop when her music hit?
Hell yeah, she did.
She did, right?
She's
the
Glamazon, dude. And she's sexy as shit, dude.
God, she's
yeah,
her
like
arms
the
are bigger
with the
than
muscles.
Yeah, well, she's not ripped like China was, but she's thick. I kind of like that.
She's right there.
Natty's too cuddly thick compared to Beth Phoenix, but Beth Phoenix is all.
What's wrong with cuddly thick?
Do you have a flowchart to show us the difference?
You know what? I'll come
cuddly
up with a flowchart for next week if you want.
Please, I'd be enlightened.
Show us their flowcharts.
Oh,
Bell!
Oh,
goes, bell. Oh,
that's what the bell is for. Not for you to just fucking ring it to ring it.
How come you called me dummy and you said Steve looks gross? That's not very nice.
Wait, I called you dummy?
Yeah. Dummy stopped doing DDP yoga. My friend Steve, he just looks gross.
Oh, he does, dude.
That's not very friendly.
Steve.
Hey, I got to motivate him. Got to motivate. Want me to start calling you gross?
I ain't going to do anything.
You look less gross.
It's a nice Thank hoodie.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? You know when we really started, like...
What were you thinking about? Why did you ask me and not let me answer?
Because remember we were all into, like, getting... Because if I tried to let you answer, you'd come up with some nonsense cockamamie answer. And
I would have been like, what were you thinking?
When we were getting into, like, buying, like the sheep cheese and, like, the buffalo meat and all that stuff.
Yes.
That's when you were starting to look really good, bro.
Thanks.
Maybe you need to get back on that.
Yeah.
Maybe the pizzeria should start making some pizzas with some sheep cheese and some cauliflower pizza crust.
It has nothing to do with the pizzeria, right?
From cheese from under the bench?
Because I don't eat pizza.
You don't eat pizza.
It's the last thing I want to eat. I fucking deal with it all day.
But you ordered three pizzas when we watched the Ring of Honor show.
Yeah, it's a universal food. And that's nobody ate it but me and you and Jamie, so.
Well, Jamie fucking sucked down half the pies.
I was stuffed on mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, Kevin had three mozzarella sticks. He was fucking full.
Hey, he had 10.
That's right.
Actually, he had 7. He still had 3 in his pocket. He was chomping them on the way up to your house.
Please, I would have loved a mozzarella stick.
In his breast pocket, he had a little thing of marinara sauce, too.
That's right. It's called convenience, boys.
Fucking A, dude. I don't blame you one bit. Yeah, so we caught everybody up to speed about Kofi getting his title shot. We caught up everybody on
I have a
on
theory
Raw.
Of that, too.
Oh, go ahead. Expouse.
Well, what? I don't really necessarily think it works with... It fits in with our picks, so I'll save it till then.
Yes.
I have a lot of theories. I have a lot of time to think at this new place in Jersey City because I literally do nothing from 3 to 7.
Ooh. Head on down to Jersey City, Pizza Vita.
Yeah, 210 Hudson
there
Street.
You
if you're in the area for all the shows at the White Jersey Eagle Hall, whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, you'll be out there?
We're like... A mile away, you could jump on the light rail, drops you right off in front. The food hall's open till 7. I literally do nothing. I would love to buy you a pizza and give you a high five.
And you get paid?
Yeah. Oh, no, I get paid. It's just, I'm there and there's nothing to do.
Might have to look into this.
So I was like,
looking for some part time work.
You ever stick your dick in the pizza dough?
No. Why would I do that?
To make pizza dicks.
Do you ever drop gum in the pizza dough?
No.
Cum?
Gum.
You give a little blurka and the fucking
both,
cheese?
I guess.
No, I've never done anything to food at any place I worked.
Not on purpose, but like, did gum ever accidentally fall out of your mouth?
No.
Well, like a junior mint falling into an open body?
Yeah. Well, Kramer.
Wait,
are you
congested too?
I'm getting
oh
over
my God.
A cold. So.
Welcome to the nasal show.
No, I heard. I'm good, thank you.
No, we're dying,
dude. We're all fucking
I'm
dying.
Still going with allergies for me, but...
See, I started with the allergy angle, and then...
this is the worst weekend for this to possibly happen.
Well, I figure you get it out of the way now.
Yeah, but I mean, my weekend starts tomorrow.
All right, well, you're a fucking man up, bro. Take some Sudafed and
get
some fucking nasal drops.
So
eat it on a spoon.
Let's get to our first round. You may want to check your drawers after that one. That sucker sounded a little moist. Oh, my God. I shit my pants the other morning, too.
Nice.
We were sitting having breakfast. I had just made pancakes.
Do you strategically wait for me to take a sip of my beer?
I had no idea, dude. I just remembered it. I had to bring it up. No, so my wife didn't realize it. So we're sitting having pancakes. I lifted my leg, and the very last pop was moist. And I said, ooh. I finished my sentence. I go, excuse me. And I hightailed to the bathroom. Thank God it just stood in my cheeks. And my wife goes, what happened to Daddy?
So what'd you do?
I don't know. I just went, wiped my ass, washed my hands, and went back to eat my pancakes.
Wait, what about the boxers?
They were fine. It was all cheek.
Oh, mama.
And it was mucusy, too, so you could tell, like, something was going on.
You might be sick.
IBS, whatever it's called.
IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah. My bowels have been hating me for about 24 years
Holy
now.
Holy shit.
God.
Yeah, once I finished college, they were like, fuck you and your fucking awful eating habits.
Your bowels are like me and Matt. We hate you.
Join the club, waka waka.
Oh, why? Who else is in that club?
Well,
Steve.
Your wife.
Well, Steve fucking hates me now, too.
Your wife, your kid. Oh, God.
Oh, if Steve listens, he knows I love him.
You farting out your dick?
Yes, dick farts.
Right. Ooh, that one smells.
Oh, okay. You ever fart in a pizza dough?
No.
Guys, we've had Ricky the Dragon, Steve Oat, Rob Van Dam, Matt Hardy, Jake the Snake Roberts on the show.
God.
Never again.
Oh my God. RVD will come back anytime.
Yeah, that's right. He's a big dick fart guy.
Was that an appropriate use of the bell, sir?
That was great. The dick fart guys. We are rebranding ourselves.
Hey, I'll change the website tonight if that's what we're going with.
That's a t-shirt.
That's the name of the show.
We are no longer the Shining Wizards.
We are the dick fart guys.
This is like our gimmick's getting changed after Mania. We're repackaged.
Shit.
Too bad we didn't have time to do a show yesterday. We could have did the dick fart guys.
The dick fart guys. Look out. We're coming to get you.
Oh, boy.
Fucking dick fart in your face.
Farting out our dicks.
Yeah. Monday Night Raw was atrocious, by the way. I'm just going to go out there, and I'm just going to say that.
All right.
For the go-home show to WrestleMania,
yeah, it was lackluster.
It really left me with nothing.
But I think, was it the positioning of the stuff and where it was in the show? Like, what would you rather close with?
The heavy machinery tag match was stupid.
Yeah, that's obviously filler.
Yeah, but there's so much going on.
We didn't need to see Aleister Black and Ricochet again.
I love that.
I don't think they're going to do that match at Mania. I think they're going to wait until after.
I think they're going Hawkins Ryder versus Revival. Hawkins Ryder win. Black, like same thing they did with Zack Ryder when he won the IC belt, and the Miz beat him the next night. WrestleMania moment, and then they get beat by Black.
I fucking hate the phrase WrestleMania moment.
What else am I supposed to say?
It's the worst.
What am I supposed to call it?
It's not organic. What is it? Unorganic? What is something that is not organic?
Yeah, like a WrestleMania moment is Hulk Hogan slamming Andre the Giant.
Or like Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth reuniting in the ring.
That was probably one of my favorite WrestleMania moments of all time.
Yeah, like somebody winning a title is not a WrestleMania moment.
No.
You know, no offense to Zack Ryder or Daniel Bryan or whoever, you know?
It kind of is. But what do you do when, like, not that I'm saying they're doing this for Hawkins and Ryder because they're clearly not, but when the fans literally take over like they've done for Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston, what are they supposed to do?
Are you saying the fans have taken over for Hawkins and Ryder?
No, I prefaced it by saying that they are not.
Right.
And so, but like, if it's in their heart where they want to do like a good deed for these two guys, and let's be honest, compared to SmackDown, the Raw Tag Team Championships mean nothing.
I think both of them don't mean anything.
They don't mean shit. They've done nothing to book them, and we're 4 days away.
Well, you had the whole Miz
away from WrestleMania.
Yeah, the whole Miz Shane Usos thing. The Hardys are back there, so at least the competition on SmackDown for the tag belts seems way more.
Yeah, and how many of these assholes are in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
Well, if they didn't fuck around with the Revival and have them lose clean every
exactly.
week, you'd be in a better position, especially with something like the Revival, Aleister Black and Ricochet. Even Gable and Rude they're not a bad tag team, but they fucking write them into shitty shit.
No, I 100% agree, which is why at this point, why not? At this, and this is going to sound like a diss to my guys, but at this point, why the fuck not put the belts on them?
Well, I would be more for it if you told me a story where I could be invested. Don't just stop throwing matches against the wall, especially WrestleMania.
They do a lot of this stuff online now.
Hey, you want to hear something cool? Guess how many tag teams there are in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Oh, I'll go.
How many?
Lucha House Party.
Yep.
B-Team.
Yep.
Heath Slater, Rhino.
Yep.
I don't know if they're considering Titus Worldwide a team. Probably not. The Hardys.
Yep.
There's more? How many more?
Gallows and Anderson are in there. Connor are in there.
Whatever. They're gone in September.
Ugh. I see Tyler Breeze. Is Fandango not around anymore?
He's hurt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's been out for a long time, huh?
Yeah, he's been training at the...
You have all these tag teams that could possibly be vying for a tag title shot. And yeah, the Hardys, fucking Anderson and Gallows, it's like they don't give a shit about tag teams, dude.
And again, let's be honest, if any two guys should be in that match, it's Hawkins and Ryder, and they're not. So, like, that's why I'm kind of thinking that something's going to happen there.
You're wishing on a fucking star, dude.
Why not? If you can't think of two guys that are made for that Battle Royal more than those two?
What Battle Royal?
The Andre Battle Royal. Like,
oh, you're saying Hawkins and Ryder should be in that,
and they're not yet.
Right.
So that makes me think that something is going to happen with them in the Revival.
Oh, and Otis and Tucker are in the Battle Royal, too. Wonderful. Wonderful. What
that
a could,
that, see that
Andre the Giant is fucking crying in his piano box, dude.
And
this is fucking pathetic.
But you know what they can do? Because with the SNL guys in it, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal is probably going to be on the main show and not the pre-show.
No,
right? Am I wrong about that?
No, that'll be on the main show. The pre-show.
You think it'll be on the pre-show?
Absolutely.
With the SNL guys, though?
Dude, nobody fucking watches SNL anymore.
They're going to put the SNL guys on the fucking free hour that's on USA Network.
There's a free hour on the USA Network?
On Facebook, too.
It's going to be 5 o'clock is going to be on the network. 6 o'clock is going to be on USA as well. And then 7 o'clock, the show starts proper.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Hey, before we continue to talk about WrestleMania, do you want to pick one of the other shows?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's spread
them
out.
Do you want to start with NXT or do you want to go G1?
Well, NXT is Friday night, so we might as well go in order, right?
That's fair enough. But in order for us to do that,
it's time for part one of the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick extravaganza. And we're taking you to Brooklyn for NXT TakeOver.
Wow, that was pretty intense there, buddy.
I gotta get psyched up, dude.
You know what never continues or ceases to amaze me is that there's only 5 matches on this show.
There's only 5 matches on NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn.
It's fucking amazing.
I should probably pull up the standings, huh?
I'll tell you what, we have all night. We have tons of people.
We have 45 minutes. I'll tell you what, though, guys. This weekend is where I take a bath and fall way behind.
Now, Kevin gave me a copy of this. Do I need to fill this out to give to you for the end of the night?
No, as long as I have something where I can write everything on it, I'll be okay.
Okay, Matt, so you don't need me to write this down.
I did this today, the last 5 minutes of work.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that these are the full cards.
You're missing a couple on Mania.
Okay.
Well, I got to go through it. I have it pulled up. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Yeah, you're good, dude.
We're good.
You got it. Thank you.
We're good. Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
You're good.
Let me tell you.
This is where I take a bath, and you guys jump over me by like 10 minutes.
Oh, I don't know, dude. This is a tough nut to crack. This one, I ain't lying. And NXT doesn't seem to be my forte. All right, let's start it off. The NXT North American Championship match: Champion Velveteen Dream defends against Matt Riddle.
I will start.
Go ahead.
See, every single match is fucking tough.
Yeah.
I will say Velveteen Dream retains and hands Matt Riddle his first loss.
Matt?
I also like the Velveteen Dream to retain. I don't think it's... The road that Velveteen Dream has taken to get here through all the NXT takeovers and all the high-profile matches he's had with Adam Cole, Aleister Black, Ricochet, I don't think it benefits NXT to put the title on him just to have him lose it to Matt Riddle. I think Matt Riddle, in his first high-profile match, is going to lose to the veteran that is...
It's just
Velveteen Dream,
and I picked them, but you never know what they're going to do now with all these guys going back, and which makes it that much harder to pick. Because maybe Velveteen Dream gets called up, like it's so fucking tough. Maybe Matt Riddle. I mean, all right, Tony, you should pick first before I try to throw logic that might influence you.
No, there's no influence. This is Matt Riddle's big shot. He's going to fucking make it count. He's going to be your new North American champion. Because I do have a feeling that Velveteen Dream is going to show up on Raw Monday night. That's my thought. There's nothing else really for him to do in NXT. And Matt Riddle's on a fucking hot streak, dude. They're making him out to be a fucking superstar.
See,
and this is the way to start it off.
See, that's the tough thing. There's a whole lot more for Velveteen Dream to do in NXT. But is his star so big now where he deserves – he goes up to the – because he's like the most over guy in the whole goddamn
company. Can I give you point two?
Yeah.
I just don't fucking like him. So I'm going with Matt Riddle.
All right.
Next match. The NXT Tag Team Championship. The War Raiders defend against Aleister Black and Ricochet. I'll start on this one. Aleister Black and Ricochet have been on the main roster for way too long now. They've got something going with the Revival. They've been jumping between Raw and SmackDown. There's no way they're bringing the NXT titles up, especially since the War Raiders just won them at the last NXT TakeOver. War Raiders retain.
I 100% agree for everything that you just said.
Matt?
I also agree with the War Raiders, especially because at the house shows, Aleister Black has been saying his goodbyes.
Really?
To the NXT crowds.
Oh, boogies.
He's married to Selena Vega?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then. I was wondering why she was calling him. She was calling him on WWE Ride Along. I said, oh, that's who's married to her. Okay. NXT UK Championship. The champion, the Bruiserweight, Pete Dunne, defends against Walter.
Matt, who you got?
Matt.
This is...
This is a tough one because Pete Dunne has had this championship for so long.
Fucking rough, I agree.
Have you watched?
I haven't been watching.
Neither
NXT
have I,
UK.
Which sucks. But
this is a tough call. I'm going to go Walter. I'm going to say there's a new champion because I think they're going to do something different with Pete Dunne if it's not bring him over to NXT as a permanent fixture or maybe like a 205 live
Jesus.
Thing.
I just sound serious terrible. Matt is just like eh, well, like, you know. This
so I'm right. trying to do fucking math and write picks down.
Yeah, two guys, one wins, one loses. Where's the math?
I'm
fuck you.
Are you adding how many days Pete Dunne's been the UK champion?
Nah, I can just Google that. I don't need to add that.
I have no idea how the story's been playing out, but if it's anything like your traditional wrestling story, it's Walter.
It's got to be. Walter's a beast. He's on fire. He's been a recent sign. He's just been destroying everyone. And Pete Dunne's had the belt forever. It's time to get a little change of pace. And hey, Pete Dunne showed up at the Royal Rumble. Maybe they got designs to move him over to the U.S.
Which makes this so much harder to predict because this is the craziest time of the year for when people get shuffled around and this and that. And it's to the point now where the brand extension means absolutely nothing, that doing so is not that difficult or that far-fetched or out of the realm of possibility.
And I think if they really want to impress the Brooklyn crowd, Walter's the way to fucking do
See,
it.
See, that's a very good point because I was thinking like, well, Brooklyn loves Pete Dunne and has forever. So they clearly know who Walter is.
He's a fucking monster is what he is.
So like it's the smartest crowd on the planet. So like I don't know. It's
going to be interesting.
They're going to pop huge for both. No matter who wins, they're going to go nuts for but I think we all said Walter, right?
Yeah.
Did you say Walter?
Of course.
I'm sorry, yeah. I finally finished doing math.
All right. Good. You ready for the next one?
I'm always ready.
Okay, for the NXT Women's Championship, champion Shayna Baszler?
Shayna? Yeah, Shayna, you fucking
Shayna.
Idiot.
Doesn't matter. Fucking Black Tooth. Black Tooth versus the two members of the Asian Express, Pirate and Fisheye, and Ponytail, Bianca Belair.
I'm gonna go Fisheye. Io Shirai.
Really?
Yeah.
She's going to be what? A three-time champ?
No.
She's going to be a one-time champ.
A first time.
Oh, that's right. Kairi Sane is the fucking... Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what I had circled. Io Shirai.
All right.
Uh-oh.
But Kevin will be influenced.
But I'm not going to be influenced. But I just think that there's too much money in Sane and her in the tag team division. But I also don't think Bianca Belair is ready yet.
She'll never be ready.
I'm going with you, Matt. Matt, I'm going with my original pick. I'm going with Io Shirai.
You guys are going to fuck me up all over again.
Why?
Because I think you're both fucking crazy. There's no way. I think they're going to keep the Orient Express going for the tag belts.
A little racist, but okay.
Bianca Belair is garbage. I think Shayna Baszler has to fucking retain here. I'm going champ.
It's definitely possible.
Shanna or Shayna?
Shana.
Rosh Hashanah? Baszler?
Yes, the Jewish Baszler.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yom Kippur is coming early.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
so am I.
Oh, man.
And finally, your main event match for the NXT Championship, which was vacated.
This is the hardest one of the whole
match. Two out of three falls.
The whole card.
Mr. Handsome Johnny Gargano versus Mr. Baby Adam Cole. Or did I say baby? You want me to start?
No, I'll go first. Get out of the way.
All right.
Johnny Gargano.
Just like that.
Adam Cole should win. Johnny Gargano should be the Tommy Dreamer of NXT and never actually win that belt until it's absolutely necessary. But I can't see them. I can't see them not. Even though Adam Cole is just as over, if not more. But I'm going Johnny Gargano.
All right. I think Adam Cole wins. I think the Undisputed Era plays a big part in this.
Wait, who's an Undisputed Era? Fisheye and fucking...
Yes, Io Shirai, Kairi Sane.
How many Fisheyes are we
going to have?
There's Fisheye O'Reilly, right?
Fish and O'Reilly.
Fish and O'Reilly, there you
and
go.
And Roderick Strong.
There's four of them, I forgot.
So I think Adam Cole. I don't know how long Tommaso's going to be out. And I think they still have to put the finishing touches on this Tommaso Gargano story. And I think the only way Gargano wins the NXT Championship is by beating Tommaso.
If yeah. Ciampa comes back.
No, but I think...
He'll be back.
I think there's something to what Matt says, though.
Did you see his tweet?
I did. He'll be back. He'll 100% be back. You see Big E's tweet?
No. What did he tweet?
We're coming for you! He said, SmackDown is the mouthwash after you eat a turd like Raw.
Oh, I love it.
That's great.
I fucking love it.
Shots fired.
Love Big E.
All right, who are you picking there, shit dick?
No, fart
dick. Dick fart.
Dick fart.
Dick fart shit dick?
I'm going Adam Cole, baby.
Oh,
I completely agree with Matt's reasoning. Johnny Gargano winning the NXT championship from anyone other than Tommaso Ciampa is just a fucking, like, an also-ran idea. It's fucking stupid.
Desperate times.
They're not desperate. They're not desperate. Adam Cole's going to fucking do it. Undisputed Era is going to be involved.
You guys are so right, too. It kills me.
Well, that's NXT TakeOver, unless you guys have any other zips.
See, I haven't been watching NXT, so I don't know. Because Kevin's pick could work out. Because is there dissension in the Undisputed Era?
No.
I watched last week's NXT, and I didn't get to finish this past week's NXT. It's so good. It's insane. I don't know why I don't watch this like live every week.
Right?
So good. Really is good.
So real.
Good. Like so Sammy real. Sosa. So fresh.
The high heat.
All right.
So that's Friday night. TakeOver's Friday night. So that should be pretty exciting.
That's going to be fun, dude. Like, I'm looking forward. Like, I actually got into watching the NXT TakeOvers on the last show, and I was really impressed. So I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, you're going to watch it Friday night?
Fuck, I don't know about Friday night, but I'm definitely going to be watching it. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
The back and forth promo between Gargano and Adam Cole from this past week was so good.
It's so good.
So good. Sweet Kevin.
We're going to fucking tear the house down.
I'm excited.
Tear the house
down. Do you think that's, I mean, I think we all do, but do you think the mainstream think that's an NXT TakeOver main event?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the mainstream?
I don't know. Just, like, I mean, NXT is a different breed, so I guess we all kind of accept it. But, like, even with that being said, I don't know if this is, like, NXT. I mean, the match is going to be fantastic. But just in terms of, like, absolute star power main event?
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I've seen it in Johnny Gargano since he was in Dragon Gate.
Oh, look at you, fucking Matt Wrestling over here. I said Matt Wrestling.
I've been a big fan of Johnny Gargano since he was the fucking Dragon Gate champion. For, like, fucking 2 years he was the champion.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I'll punch you, I swear to fucking God. Come Wait. Here. I'll fucking hit you in the head with Miss Pac-Man. Where's that little whore?
What championship? What champion was he?
He was the Dragon Gate championship.
Is he?
Champion.
Dragon Gate championship champion.
Is that like being the TV tit champion?
Oh, are you still sticking with that?
Oh, fuck. Speaking of sticking things, we're going to be fucking sticking you with some more picks, and we got some Patreon questions to get to. But, Matt, as we always say,
back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, no, no. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The worst. Again, the week of WrestleMania, you have zero concept of, like, what's going on around you.
What do you mean? What am I talking about?
Why wouldn't we play, like, an old-school WrestleMania theme? You play this?
First of all,
as a fucking inside joke that nobody gets?
All right, fuck
you're
you,
the fucking worst.
All right, I'll play.
You're the worst.
You want a wrestling? I don't see you pulling up a fucking wrestling song, you
what's there?
Dildo.
What's that say, jerk off?
Wrestle...
Classic Dang. WrestleMania theme. Ready to go. But you want to play fucking You Spin Me Right Round, Baby Right Round by Dead or Alive because Phil has fucking vertigo? Gives a shit. Nobody fucking cares.
You are the fucking...
Why?
You're the worst.
Who gets it?
You're the worst.
I didn't even
this
get
a
it.
Fucking Easter egg? I didn't even know he had fucking vertigo, you freak.
You fucking told him you're going to make him kill himself.
Well, you're going to make him throw up by playing round...
Gummy. Yeah.
Fucking dead or alive. You fuck.
All right, play your old school wrestling.
Let's play some...
Go ahead.
Let's play some inside jokes
in the past,
all
Mr.
six
past
people on
liver.
The rant will understand. The heat and the mega powers and whatever other hand jobs are on this network that we're a part of.
The fucking mega powers. What?
Who's the black guy? Black Thunder? What's his name?
All right, you remembered something.
What's,
I'm impressed.
Yeah, what's his real? What's his gimmick?
The hammer, right?
Is he the one that sends you all the fucking naked pictures of all
no,
the
that,
divas?
That's Rage.
You fucking creep
Rage. He hasn't hooked me up
you
in a while.
Fucking ghoul.
Disappointed.
It's like you've never seen a naked chick before, you creep.
I love it.
Hey, go yeah. ahead. So, to all the people that know Phil as Vertigo, take it away.
Really?
Come on, fucking MTV VJ. Mark Summers. Play it. This
Mark Summers.
Like to be an underdog. What is this? Fucking worst. Absolute worst.
You wanted old school wrestling.
I didn't. I was going to play the WrestleMania.
Well, fucking play it for Christ's sake. Jesus, dude. Oh, here's a good one.
All right.
Here comes
see,
Ricky
better.
Steamboat.
It's better.
Yeah. We should have played this for the picks.
The Chicago Bulls lineup music?
Sort of.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We want to take this time to thank those who support us on the Patreon, patreon.com/podcast. We're going to start with the authors of Pain, Anthony Rusinello and nice. Danny Rusinello. The wonderful and sexy Cindy Ardone, who showed up at the Brown Bear last week and got fucking annihilated.
Yeah, you guys stayed a lot later than I did, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I had to walk her home. She was not in good shape.
We should call her again.
Yeah. No. Get in line. Kenny was on that, like, fly on shit.
Omega?
No, yes, Kenny Omega, yes. He came all the way to the Brown Bear from Canada. No! Ryan Arthur. Kathy Hummer. Kratzo, Mike Martinelli, Sean Calejo, Sean Toe, and of course, from Radioactive Metal, who I had to bail on their show last night because my work schedule stuck it in my ass again, Mr. William Mercer Jr.
Lives are gonna be
William Mercer's hands. You know what I mean?
Yo, we mean Tony?
Tony,
you
know
fucking
what
whatever.
You
didn't step
I'm 2 seconds,
over that too?
I'm 2 seconds away from sitting back Indian
fuck
style.
Hand.
So go.
Oh, no. Not today, pal.
Oh, Indian style. That's pretty racist, too.
Oh, fun. Indian style.
Any other people that you know have any sicknesses you want to fucking play a theme song for? You got anything for my mother-in-law?
You're the Why? What's wrong with your mother-in-law?
I didn't hear about my mother-in-law. I didn't tell you guys.
Uh-oh.
No, can you please tell us? Like, anyone gives a shit?
She fucking missed a step in the backyard and fractured her shoulder.
No fucking way.
Yep.
Wow.
That's upsetting.
That sucks.
We got let the bodies hit the floor.
God,
or something.
That was disgusting.
I wish I did.
You fucked heart. Fucking asshole.
Down with the sickness.
Fuck!
Let's play something for somebody that fucking six people know.
Patty's gay. Pat sucks dick. Pat fucks guys.
Here we go. We're taking the soundboard away from you.
No, you're not.
I'm taking it away.
No, you're not.
You get nothing.
No,
I'll get
you're
some
not.
I'll either get text from Phil. He'll be like, you're a ball buster, you piece of shit. I hope you die. Or like some real emo. Like,
does Phil even listen?
I don't know. Probably not.
Oh, I hate you both so
no,
much.
No,
I'm not, so much to get to. And you guys
we know people
fine.
Listen.
You spent the first 15 minutes telling us about the video games you brought on eBay.
We were waiting for you to show up so you wouldn't fucking miss out on anything.
I was listening.
Dickhead.
I was prepared.
Oh, well, good for you. That's why you had to repeat everything that Kevin and I talked about when you sat
anything.
Down.
I didn't tell you how much I hate the demon.
Oh, why don't you, though?
Why don't? Why can't they
stupid
let it
fucking
happen?
Question, Kevin.
I didn't.
Why do they have to tell
yes,
us?
Yes, you did. You said, why don't you? That's a question.
Right, it's WrestleMania. All eyes are on WrestleMania. You sit down, you got your popcorn, you got your fucking Bud Light. Bobby Lashley match, you're like, fuck this noise. I'm going to check my Instagram. I'm going to fucking check on Phil and his vertigo. And then fucking boom, the demon comes out. You're like, holy shit, the demon. Now you're invested. But no, now you know the demon's coming. The demon never loses. So it's like, ugh, who cares?
That's a
who
very,
fucking cares?
That's a very good point.
Who cares, Tony?
What the hell did you throw at
my
me?
Keys. Can I have them back?
Nope. Now Kevin's got a ride home.
What?
What?
Exactly. I always have a ride home.
We
one way
so
or the other.
We have so much to get to. What else do you want to get to?
I hate
shut
you.
The fuck up.
I hate you.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
What do you think's going to happen when you insult me when I'm not even here to defend myself?
Well, you're here now, so defend yourself.
I'm all guns blazing now.
Oh,
I'm
sure you are.
It's a low, slow build. Came in. Sophisticated. Now it's on.
Sorry. NXT.
What'd you do, Kevin?
I saw it NXT on my iPad. Ah, the nasals. The nasal sniffs.
You want to answer some fucking Patreon questions, yeah. Tony Z?
Oh, you want to read them or you want me to read them?
I can read them. You know, it's always fun when I read.
Manny Kratzo asks, hey, guys, ridiculous questions? Count me in. Why is it that Tony seems to have a new job every 3 months?
That's a good question.
Well, because I work on a temporary basis. I go where the people need me to go. So sometimes there's stretches where I'll work 80 hours a week. Sometimes there's stretches where I work 40 hours a week. Sometimes there's stretches where I won't work at all. It is what it is.
He's a prostitute.
But it never affects the podcast because it's always the same from Tony.
What, like garbage? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
fucking
boy.
Nimrod. I fucking hate you so much. I hate you so much.
Hate's a strong word, dude.
Oh, here's just something for Matt. I watched Queer Eye on Netflix a few days ago, and I don't know why, but I think a Shining Wizard has a twin in Atlanta, and he sends me a fucking picture, and I didn't even get a chance to look at the picture yet.
Send that over to us.
It's a stand-up comedian living in his parents' house, and there's a lot of lucha masks in his basement. Then he wrote, Kev?
What?
Exactly.
And because I can't think of an insulting question for Matt, I just wanted to know, what is his favorite pizza?
Have I been spelling favorite wrong my whole life?
No, it's a European way. You're fine.
Okay. What was my favorite pizza?
Yeah, that's the question, dickhead. Keep repeating it.
That's a good question. I do like.
Ooh, look at that Todd Frazier bobblehead, Matt.
I see that with the WWE belt.
Ooh.
Saturday, though. Tony's told me about it fucking 77 times.
Well, we already knew about it for a year.
At least once a week, I get a text message.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not fucking sending you texts about Todd Frazier. Who gives a shit?
You did, though.
You did.
I hope you get it, and he bobbles up your fucking drunken ass.
I won't, because we'll be at the Busted Open party.
You
fucking dickweed.
Fucking retards.
Oh, he's so frazzled. Are you frazzled? Do you need to take a fiver?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I just hope you die in a fire.
Wait, so what was my Patreon question?
He wants to know why you suck.
Kratzo was watching Queer Eye, and there's a dude from Atlanta. Queer Eye for the straight guy.
I thought that was a question about you.
No, he was.
Oh
my God.
Kevin!
Dummy! Yeah!
Well, but.
All right.
So what? A gay guy's got. Masks, lucha masks,
and he's a no. He's not gay. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy is not.
It's not a.
Oh, it's, they're trying to rehabilitate. Okay, I know. I remember.
They're not trying to rehabilitate any.
Fucking queer.
They're trying to make the straight guy dress better and be a better, like, regular dude.
Not look like me. Trying to de-slobotize him.
Gotcha. Okay?
And there was a guy in Atlanta who lived in his parents' basement. He was a comedian.
And he looked like me.
I don't know if he looked like
you. That's what the question said, right? Tony, read the question again.
Take off my hoodie. I'm getting hot. I'm moving on. Here's another question.
No, but
wrestling related. Which networks of wrestling stream sites are you guys subscribed to? It's from Kratzo.
Okay.
I've just canceled New Japan World. I don't have time to catch up. I'm left with WWE Network and Independent Wrestling TV. So he wants to know if there's any other stream services that we subscribe to or that we would recommend.
WWE Network and whatever Matt has.
Well, yeah, it was more directed to Matt. So do you have any other streams that you subscribe to?
I also just canceled.
Canceled?
Canceled.
Fucking retard.
What?
Oh, shit.
Dummy. Yeah.
I also just canceled New Japan World just because I don't have time for it. And I have the Ring of Honor for the rest of the year, and I'll probably cancel that just because, you know, trying to save that money.
Save that money.
I got a house now, so.
Don't care.
We're going to hear about your fucking house every week now, aren't we? You fucking piece of shit. And what's up with Kevin WrestlePro? Is he still working music/video over there?
Whose question?
Why haven't the Wawa Award roast from last year been uploaded anywhere yet? This is still Kratzo.
Yeah, everyone asked like fucking 100 questions this week.
I told him. I said, ask us anything you want. You wanted questions? Questions we got.
I was scheduled to do the WrestlePro roast. They had to postpone it due to a commitment with the venue. Then they had to postpone it again because none of the actual wrestlers, for the most part, were able to be there because they were already booked for shows. So then they moved it to the actual WrestlePro pre-show for the last show. And as to why the last year's wasn't uploaded, I don't know. I don't know who has video of that. Maybe our former guy, maybe somebody else. I don't know.
Correct.
I didn't tape it. So there's that.
I hope you have an amazing.
But I will be at WrestlePro tomorrow. I'm still very funny. Does funny equal money? Cole Cabana, Santino Marella, Pat Buck. I will be there tomorrow. So yes.
That's my new gimmick, by the way.
I love my just shitting on everything.
I hope you have an amazing Mania week. Thanks for amazing shows as always. Your buddy Kratzo Magazzo. Thank you, Kratzo.
No, he didn't say that. He said you're no more N-words when I call in Kratzo Magazzo.
All right. Let's see.
Oh god, that stinks.
Oh, we got a ton of questions from the fucking authors of pain.
All right, well let's get the little ones out of the way. Ryan Arthur wants to know what indie show Kevin can't say anything WrestlePro related are you guys most looking forward to? This does not include New Japan, Pro Wrestling, ROH, The Garden, or NXT. More importantly, what's the worst card of the week, Mania included?
You know what? I looked up every single card with every single wrestler. Dude, there is a lot of good stuff out there. And to be honest with you, every single show has, like, its good points and bad points. And I'm like, I'm not trying to just fucking, like, shit the question, but it's really hard, dude. There's, like, three shows on Wednesday alone, dude.
I'd say Janela's Spring Break.
There's two of them. It's two nights.
I know, either night. I mean,
I think, and overall, I think they're doing three shows overall to Janela, Game Changer. I think there isn't like Ken Shamrock's thing something.
The Bloodsport thing,
or the Frank Mir thing, whatever it is.
There's a fucking lot, man.
There's a Kaiju Big Battle, which you know can go any which way.
Yeah, but that's more like just
it's more silly stuff.
Oh god,
I thought I saw somewhere that
shit my couch. Dude.
I think it's WrestleCon. I think Brian Cage is taking on Masato Tanaka at some show, which is pretty cool.
Oh, you know what caught my eye? The Rock and Roll Express is taking on LAX at one of the shows.
That's a Spring Break. That's a Janela show.
And they're also taking on Davey Boy Smith and Teddy Hart at one of the other shows.
That's probably MLW, I'm going to guess, or WrestleCon.
A lot of
WrestleCon US versus the World, yes. It's on that show. There's so many shows, dude. Shimmer's running a fucking show.
I think the worst card is going to be Mania. I'll say it.
Go for it.
All right, you said it. There you go.
I honestly don't. We all see that. That list, that table that has every single show that's running the entire week, it's just too much to keep up with. It really is. So, I mean, I hope everyone does well. I hope everyone makes money.
And then Ryan Arthur wants to know, Do you guys think the week of Mania is getting too crowded with events?
I don't.
It is too crowded, but it's too crowded not for, a bad thing.
It's too crowded for one person, but it's to the point where I was thinking about this the other day. How many people can fit in Madison Square Garden and the Barclays Center? Like 20,000, right? Just right. Give or take. Now you spread that 20,000 over a venue that could fit 500 or 400, 300, 200, whatever it is, then it's really not that unrealistic for someone to go to three or four different shows. And you plan for it. So it's way overwhelming for one person, but I don't think it's too much at all. I think everyone should at least do okay.
I'm sure people will do fine. It's right. Just a lot. It's a lot of options. You also have to remember that every WWE fan is not – they don't even watch fucking NXT, let alone
– That's true.
But, I mean, there's enough to go around, especially when you attach like a Joey Janela name to it or MLW or a WrestlePro or an AIW. You know, these guys know what they're doing. They're running some pretty serious shows.
Are any of the UK companies coming over? Is like
yes.
RevPro or Progress?
Here and no, somebody else is here. IPW.
IPW.
Yes.
And you know what I think?
David Starr,
too?
New IPW heavyweight champion.
That they're in fucking, they're doing the WrestleCon in like the heart of Manhattan.
Yeah, that's weird. It's at the Hilton, isn't it?
I think that really takes away from the experience.
And not only that, but there's so much in Manhattan. There's stuff going on in Jersey, and all the access stuff is in fucking Brooklyn at the pier where there's no public transportation.
Where is WrestleCon?
At the Hilton in Manhattan.
Yeah, it's on Fifth Avenue, I think. At the big right. Hilton that you always see by Radio City.
That's not awful. I mean, it's awful compared to Jersey.
Well, compared to where they did the first WrestleCon, I mean, I know it's gotten much bigger, but they still ran shows. They put the barrier up. They had a huge space.
Yeah.
And it was right there.
I thought, I don't know, maybe I was confusing WrestleCon and Access. I thought WrestleCon was actually in Brooklyn. So Manhattan's a better alternative than Brooklyn for sure, but it's not as good as Jersey.
I found the greatest show. This is probably the best show.
The greatest show on earth.
Blackcraft Wrestling running No Apologies at White Eagle Hall in New Jersey on Friday night. And this is why. The Preacher's Baphomet Battle Royal is featuring Frank the Clown.
The fucking jerk off that's dating Noel Foley?
That fucking wins it right there.
How? How even on any planet?
He's in there. He's in there with some names, dude.
Can I ask you guys a question, too? When did Brian Alvarez become a wrestler?
I don't know. I noticed that as well.
Wait, the torch guy?
Yeah.
He's
wrestling somebody at one of these shows.
Is it Bischoff or Pritchard?
No, he's wrestling like a fucking real wrestler.
David Arquette is wrestling Timothy Thatcher at Joey Janela.
Get
Joey Ryan's
fuck out of
at
here.
Joey Ryan's penis party.
Did you see that Joey?
Oh, you could touch it.
For $30.
Take a picture with his junk in your hand.
How many people do you think are going to buy that?
He's going to make fucking bang.
Yep.
Wrestling fans are fucking weird. Chicks want to touch dicks. And dudes will do it just because it's a wrestling thing.
It's not his actual dick, though, right?
Joey Ryan, Val Venus, and Sexy
Eddie.
Have
you seen what Joey Ryan wrestles in?
Yeah, but it's not. It's got to be. There's got to be something over it, right? Like socks or some shit?
Dude, his socks.
Isn't it? It's got to be like the. I'm not talking. It's got to be like just for the gimmick.
I'm not. Cox and socks? No. There's no fucking way he sells for $30 and he lets you touch a sock stuffed in his tights.
100%. Because it's the image. It's not what it actually
dude,
is.
I got a picture of his crotch here, dude. That's
and there's video of people touching his junk outside of his trunks. It's not.
Junk outside the trunk.
Yeah.
That's got to. That can't be legal.
Why?
Why?
He's giving consent.
It's Friday and he's doing it Saturday as well. Ooh, it's a twofer. If you miss Friday, you can catch him on Saturday.
Really? What time Saturday? Maybe we'll go get some dick pictures.
I would 2
p.m.
I would bet
where?
A whole lot of money that it's not his dick under that.
18 and over only.
It's something.
See,
I mean, it's under there, but there's something else there.
Kevin,
there's a barrier.
Why are you obsessed with Joey's dick, dude?
This is the whole conversation.
I don't know. You keep talking about it.
Because he's saying that it's actually going to be his, you know.
His dick.
I don't think there's got to be something. There's going to be a barrier.
What kind of fucking barrier?
Can we get to the questions? We're running out of show now. Talk about Joey
Ryan's
dick.
At least it's wrestling related. It's not Miss Pac-Man. Eat the fucking eyes, you jerk off.
Eat these fucking nuts.
Yeah. We'll go an extra 5 minutes. The rant can wait.
They're tasty.
Razor asks, this is Dan Rusinello. Fuck, marry, kill. Rikishi, Andre the Giant, or 1999 Vince McMahon? Kevin?
Are we sure he's Razor?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Chico.
They look the same.
Okay.
His brother's going to be Razor too, so...
No, that's who's the other one?
Akum.
Akum.
There you go.
Akum Bakum.
Fuck, Mary, Kill, Rikishi, Andre, 1999, Vince.
Yeah.
I would fuck Vince McMahon, 1999, just to say that I fuck Vince McMahon. Wrong. It's a good story.
Wrong. Keep going.
Don't fucking wrong me. There's no right answer to this, dickbag.
Yeah, all the answers are wrong.
Oh, just play along, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking homophobe.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm fucking Vince because it's Vince. He's the fucking owner of
WWE.
All right,
we get it. You're fucking Vince.
All right, well, don't tell me I'm wrong. Just let me do what I want to do. Fuck it. You're not the boss of me, you fuck. I'm going to marry Andre. I'm going to kill Rikishi because he hit Stone Cold with his truck.
Correct.
And fuck it. I hated Make a Difference Fatu.
It was me.
Kevin,
I'm gonna go opposite of the last two.
Wrong. Fucking piece of shit.
Bang out McMahon.
What do you mean, bang out McMahon? Fuck
correct.
McMahon?
Yeah, banging
Ding.
Out McMahon.
What
What's
you
the difference?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Fucking, you gonna give him a dick tug?
Dick tug. And then I'll flip the other two.
Jesus!
I'll marry Rikishi?
Yeah, because I feel like he'd be a good cook and have a lot to offer.
All right, I can appreciate that.
And then I'd
wrong.
Kill
you guys are so wrong.
Oh, please.
Either I'm doing that or I'm marrying Andre just because he's just as big a lush as I was.
Enlighten us with your infinite wisdom of men, you fucking dick eater.
You fuck Rikishi because he's got big juicy tits and a nice round ass. You marry Vince McMahon
because
he's
fuck
fucking
somebody.
Completely jacked up and he has money. Well, and you kill Andre because he's a fucking mongoloid, megaloid, whatever you call
that's
it.
Not very nice.
That's the correct answer.
Correct! Ding!
Nope. Respectfully
you marry
disagree.
Vince. You always marry Vince.
Yeah, he does have the money.
God
that's
damn
a,
it!
That's a fair point.
Look at all this money!
But then you're like, you're just like, you're a gold, what is it, gold digger.
So who cares? He's on the road all year. You stay home, you spend his
well,
money,
I
and you
care.
Bring the
Hoochies
over.
That's not the, I'm not a shallow person like that.
You marry Vince. That's
what if he leaves all his money to his kids?
But you're
then
married.
I get nothing!
What if he makes you sign a prenup?
You guys don't understand.
What if he
well,
makes
we
you sign
do
a prenup?
Understand.
No, you don't.
What's the money worth if he makes you sign a prenup?
Or he gives it all to his kids.
What are you talking about, prenup?
If he says, I'll marry you, but you have to sign this, so if we ever get divorced, you can't have my money.
Okay, well then if you sleep with him, does he have to do the butt stuffs to you?
Why is he doing it to us?
Well, that's not the point of the game.
You're making rules. There's no rules. You marry, you fuck, you kill.
Yeah,
that's
but
all there is to
they're
it.
Verbs. You're the one doing the thing.
I hate you both so much.
Hold on. I gave my choices, and you were like, wrong. Like a fucking internet wrestling troll.
Oofa. That may be the most hurtful
answer.
Thing he's
I'm going to find something heavy in my bag, and I'm going to hit you with it.
Oh, is it going to be fucking Joey Ryan's dick?
Maybe.
This gimmick.
Right. Is
can,
it
we,
heavy?
Can we get to Arkham's questions?
They mean this fucking novel he wrote us? Hold
holy
on, let me scroll
shit.
Through Moby Dick.
He hates.
Jesus Christ.
All right, should I read the whole thing?
No, just go for his food for thoughts. He's excited. He thinks me and him are on the same page.
Because you both hate the main roster.
Right. Does that make me a bad person? Should I be ashamed? No, don't be ashamed. You're not a bad person. Fucking donate to the Boys and Girls Club. I did when I got my oil changed.
Him and his brother, they're doing the trifecta of NXT, G1, and Mania. So.
Oh, we should meet up at the G1. We'll be there. You know, it'll only be a couple hours. We'll be like in the second match. Tony will be like, this is the longest show ever. I can't wait to go home.
No, you guys should come to the fucking, the whatchamacallit, the Busted Open Party beforehand.
Are you inviting me?
No, I'm inviting them, you jerk off.
What's his question?
Right. I'm excited to see Women's Mania main event. By women take winner takes all, that it's going to be all the belts, blah, 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 blah. With some of the female superstars being a train wreck in the ring, he mentions Sasha, he mentions the big old bitches, Lacey Evans, blah, blah.
He also mentioned Crazy Mary.
Yeah, I know. I'm
he
trying
fucking
to
listens. At least give him credit.
You're telling me to streamline the questions, and then you give me shit for streamlining the question? Fuck you. You read the fucking question, you dildo.
That's it. Cross-legged Tony John.
At least bring the mic. Can you take the
eat
mic?
Eat a bag. Okay. Shut up, Kevin.
Listen, I'm not the one you're mad at.
Read
he listens to the show. At least right.
Oh
mention
God.
The references he makes to our show.
Read the question, then. Start from the beginning. So I can get really fucking
hey,
angry.
Wizards. Hope all is...
fucking dildo. I hope you grab Joey Ryan's dick and he fucking comes on your hand.
That's an extra 10.
You probably make 20 on it, too.
fuck is wrong with you?
I had a... oh, God, that stinks.
Oh, boy.
Man, it's been a while since I had stinky farts. I had some shrimp buns today.
Oh, great. Can you tell us more about Miss Pac-Man?
From Ani Ramen. Oh, stinky, stinky. All right, I just feel like there's not enough talent to warrant two female belts being defended every month. Throw in the tag titles they just introduced, and I think they have enough storylines to run without having two champions. Do you think unifying the titles would make sense with the women's division after introducing the tag titles?
We kind of touched on that.
Yeah.
And,
yes, it does make sense. I'm all for unifying the titles. Let the champ float back and forth. That's pretty cool with me. And have two belts for a while, because that would be cool as shit.
It's hard to argue against Tony on that, but I don't
You shouldn't argue against me, Kevin, because really? I'm right.
I just argue against them for fun.
No, it's his logic is right there. I don't think they're going to. So, no.
Shut up, you smelly prick.
That's not nice.
No, it is nice. No, you're not nice. How you like them apples?
I don't.
All right, come on, next question.
All right, if you could have any song as an entrance music, what would it be? I'm torn between a few, but I think I would go with Wasted Years by Iron Maiden, Battery, Trapped Under Ice by Metallica, and Safe Home by Anthrax. War contenders. Entrance music, what are you going to the ring as? With whatever.
No one's gonna know my answer, so I'm not.
Why is it fucking Jimmy Eat Swirl?
No, it's my buddy's band from college. I always thought would have been an awesome theme music.
What, the Swaltman?
No.
The Kings of the Ring? That's Ronnie Burton's band.
They're called Of Broken. Keep in mind, I was in college, God knows, 10, 15 years ago.
That's a compelling answer, Kevin.
Cowboys from Hell by Pantera. Right here,
well, mine was The Small Hours, a cover by Metallica. But if I had to now, probably AC/DC, Hell's Bells.
All right.
I always liked that one. I think it was wasted on fucking Mondo Clean or whoever the fuck.
Well, I didn't want to steal anybody else's.
Before it was Damien Demento. He used to use that on the indies.
Do you have a second choice there?
It was a Mondo Clean. I forget the fuck.
I never. That was it. That was always
indie hipster Kevin.
It's not a hipster, man. It's actually a pretty good.
Kevin wants to come out to fucking Wonderwall.
All right, here. This one's just for you,
maybe.
Tony. You have to pick one out of Andre, Rikishi, Yokozuna, Big Show, or King Kong Bundy. Whose ass would you eat for 30 minutes after they work a match? First of all, 30 minutes is a long time.
That's a whole lot of ass eating.
I don't know what's going on at the Razor and Akam household, but 30 minutes is a long.
They toss each other salads after dinner.
It's a long time to be deep diving in the butthole, my friend.
I would probably go with Yokozuna.
Yeah,
because he's got that Asian diet, so it's probably like a good mix of like noodles and protein.
And it's also probably the hardest to get to.
Well, I'm not trying to eat it. I'm looking for a little flavor saver.
30
you know?
Minutes seems like that's a lot.
It's a lot of so 30 minutes. Who are you going with?
I'd go Big Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I thought that question was just for Tony.
No, it's for all of
perfect.
Us. All right, Kevin, who are you eating? You eating?
Mark Eaton. That's the answer.
Wow, he's so afraid to even just play along, dude.
Mark Eaton.
No, pick one of the fat bastards. Come on.
What the fucking name calling?
Because Kevin's not picking. He's not playing. I don't like this.
No.
These are the weirdest questions ever.
They're getting worse. I don't think they're getting worse.
No, I don't know. I haven't read them ahead yet.
Oh, okay. Come on, just pick one, Kevin.
Jesus, Kevin.
You're not going to actually have to do it. Half of them are dead.
Big Show, whatever.
All right, see? Me and Kevin are in the same boat.
Ugh.
Well, we got the beard that stops, keeps not that fucking gay chin trap you have on.
Chin trap, yes. Keep going, chin trap.
You have three main. This is
Mark chin trap.
I'm skipping that one there.
No, you have three main roster spots to trade talent between WWE and. Oh fuck, really?
I told you that's why I'm skipping it.
All right, yeah.
Skip.
Yeah, thanks for your questions. Even though Matt says we're going to read each and every one because you actually listen to the show.
I get screamed at because we're running out of time.
We're running out of time. What are you doing? Just talk.
All right. Some of the old WCW pay per views have been recently resurrected as house shows or NXT pay per view events. If you have to resurrect one WC pay-per-view to replace a WWE pay-per-view that takes place in the same month, which would it be?
Ooh, the same month.
Are we just talking about in name?
I would imagine so.
I would put Super Brawl in over No Way Out, or whatever it is.
Oh, nice. I like that. I would do Halloween Havoc over whatever
that,
shitty...
Yeah,
that's a better answer. That's a better answer.
Blood? What's it called?
I have no idea. Fastlane?
Fastlane, maybe.
Yeah, so I would put Super Brawl and Halloween Havoc over Fastlane.
Correct.
And Fastlane.
They
Ding.
Really should just bring all those back.
Well, Cody trademarked a bunch of them.
He's not to use them. He just wants to preserve his father's legacy. That's what he said.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But you never know. It's wrestling. And then I think I got a sign on TV first. How have I never been to the studio to see this operation? It's a very good question.
I want in. Can we make that happen? Also, I think we should just do a fan Patreon pay-per-view watch-along. Just a thought.
Is this, who's this? Arkham still?
This is Anthony.
Anthony?
Yeah, this is Arkham.
Anthony. Rusinella.
I mean, I have no problem with him coming in ever.
I would love to do that. I would love to do a pay-per-view watch-along at the house, too.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that. Things are in the hopper. We've just been very fucking busy lately.
And Danny said, just so you know, he was the fourth man at your Raw after WrestleMania.
Right.
You said Anthony last week.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Kevin's got the sniffles. I've got the farts. Tony's just old.
Hope to see you guys over Mania weekend. See ya. Thank you. Thank you guys for see all your questions. If you want to get involved.
Nothing from Hummer?
Patreon.com.
No. Nothing from Lisa?
Podcast. Lisa's not a Patreon supporter. Kevin.
Oh, I thought
get
she
on
was.
That, Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa did text me the other day when I was at the ShopRite. She will be dropping off a bottle of whiskey at one of the WrestlePro shows for us.
Yep.
Thank you,
Kevin,
Lisa.
Kevin will be at the WrestlePro shows.
All right. It's about that time.
I don't know what the impact situation is. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into it.
Did you send the email?
No, I'm not talking about the press thing. I'm just talking about in general.
The show in general?
Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to have the same access like I do in WrestlePro. Oh. So we'll see.
Should have sent the email. You could have sat with all the press people.
Hey, Matt.
Did you?
Hey. You know what's happening this Saturday?
What's happening?
First time we're going to see some Japanese wrestling live and in person.
That means it's time for part two of the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick bonanza. We're talking G1, Ring of Honor, New Japan, at Madison Square Garden. The first time wrestling's been there that hasn't been WWE in a very long time.
You guys ready? We got a lot of fucking matches to get to on this one.
It's fucking 10.
That's a lot, dude. 10 matches?
Stealing my gimmick?
Fuck you, dude.
Why? What's with the anger?
Tired of your shit. Just fucking shut up. Let's go.
You got to spend all day Saturday with me.
Oh, I can't wait.
Ooh, we took it the path. We took it the train.
Fucking throw you right in front of the fucking path.
Bring it on.
Path right over your fat 10 o'clock, fucking
ballsack. I want to go home. I want to go home.
The updated standings, just so people know.
Oh, really?
Kevin and Tony are tied at 24-11. I'm a pick behind at 23-12. Just in case you missed, fucking Tony, Mr. Ring of Honor, went 5-0 last time we did.
And
picks.
I'm going 14-0 this time, even though there's only 10 matches. So go, fuck
well, you could set 15-0 because you'd take over, but, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck. No, I'm talking about just the G1, dude.
Fucking asshole.
I hate you.
Where you want to start, you dick licker?
I got my list here, so I'm going to go down my list. Winner take all match, never open weight championship, and the Ring of Honor TV title. Will Ospreay takes on Jeff Cobb. Kevin, who you got?
I'm going. Oh, mama.
It's a tough one.
I'm going Jeff Cobb.
Matt.
Oh, man. I don't know. Ospreay's been on fire, but I don't see anyone pinning Jeff Cobb, so I'm going to go with Jeff Cobb.
And make it a three-way. That's Jeff Cobb for the win all across the board.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
We're not picking the Rumbles, right?
No. That Rumble's on the fucking... It's a dark match. It's not
okay,
even...
Okay, are we picking the WrestleMania Rumbles, too?
See, this is what I was asking you about. You told me, like, oh, yeah, we're fucking picking them. They're part of the show. We're fucking pre-show.
No, you asked about dark matches, asshat.
But they're pre-show, so we are picking those, aren't we?
Do we know? Do we have all?
We can make a deal right now where we don't have to pick those two battle royals.
I mean, there's enough matches where this one is okay if we don't pick it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay with not picking the Rumbles.
That's all right. Then we're not going to pick.
All right, hit the bell. Oh, we can't because Dickhead threw it.
Good. Well, where is it?
It's over here.
It's up your ass.
Next
can
match.
Can I just tell you how fucking annoyed I am?
Oh, really? Can I tell you how annoying you are?
Bully Ray's open street fight challenge. Fucking Juice Robinson?
We didn't get there yet, dude. I had a fucking whole intro for that. Why are you ruining my shit?
Because you didn't tell me you had an intro.
Oh. Well, you didn't play WrestleMania either. You fucking made fun of me.
No, because you wanted to play fucking Jimmy Vertigo's music. What's next, asshole?
Challenge match. Roosh. Challenged by Dalton Castle.
I'm going Roosh.
Roosh.
Roosh is the fucking man, and Roosh. Dalton Castle's putting over some young talent.
Roosh for the win.
Yes. Ring of Honor Women's Championship return rematch. Kelly Klein gets another shot at Mayu Iwatani. Or did I say that right?
Kelly Klein.
Whatever.
I'm with you, Kev. I'm going back to the well.
Yeah, Kelly Klein this time. This is her.
Fuck.
Hey, this is her big moment, dude. I'm sorry. I got the check mark right there. See it?
Don't touch. Get away from me.
All right.
Don't you fucking touch me.
If Flip Gordon didn't wind up hurting himself, this match could have been really, really, really good. But otherwise, it's going to be probably fine. Bully Ray has his challenge answered by the one and only Juice Robinson. I'm going to go with the Juice because fuck Bully Ray.
Juice.
I'm going Bully Ray.
Oh, boo.
New York, not bad.
Matt's
not
trying
bad,
to catch
Matt.
Up.
I'm not trying to catch
it's
up.
It's only one pick.
I don't. First of all, I hate that they made this like a thing on the Ring of Honor 17th anniversary show where he called out anybody, and they didn't let it wait. Like, this isn't putting more asses in seats. Like, there's no more tickets to sell. So, yeah. Like, why do you have to, like, that's kind of, I don't know, I don't. Oh, I should have put the microphone there. I almost shit my drawers.
He's going to have the rappers help him out. And he's gonna
I
win.
Hate, I can't with the fucking rappers either because that's hot garbage. I hope Bully Ray fucking smashes his head into the apron. But Juice Robinson just doesn't do it for me, man.
It doesn't matter if he doesn't do it. He's going to fucking do it to Bully Ray.
No, he's not.
I don't know about that.
Comes out, he dressed like fucking Apollo Creed, had a baby with the foof-a-doof hair of Rey Mysterio Jr. He looks fucking awful.
Pop for that.
And they're a street fight. He's not a street fight guy.
Maybe the what's his group called again?
Lifeblood.
Lifeblood. Maybe the
maybe they got the lifeblood going, bro. All that's right. Like tiger blood, from what I understand.
All right. Fair
except
enough.
You don't get tigers, you get life. What's better than life? I don't know.
Roosh.
You tell me. The IWGP Junior Championship going to be defended. Ishimori, Taiji Ishimori, defends against Dragon Lee and Bandido in a three-way.
Matt, you know way more about this stuff than we do. Would you consider
speak
this?
Yourself.
Would you consider this like a New Japan show where like every title changes?
That only happened last time.
It happens a lot. It
happens almost every year at Wrestle Kingdom, and I don't think so. I could be wrong though, because it seems like the direction of the company is changing. I just don't see it. I'm gonna go.
I already have my pick circled, so like I'm not trying.
Who
to,
do you have?
Which match to be? What is this? The Tanahashi?
No, the Junior Heavyweight Championship. Ishimori, Bandido, Dragon Lee.
Where's that match?
It's on your first page.
Yeah,
there you go. I have Ishimori retaining, actually.
I yeah. also like Ishii to
yeah,
retain.
Yeah, I like Ishibishi twice, three times.
Oh, look at Tony.
What? I like him.
Can I buy you a New Japan Pro Wrestling t-shirt while we're there?
Yeah, you can.
All right, because sure. I think you need one in your collection since you're such a...
I have a New Japan shirt, a yellow one.
Oh, you're going to wear it?
Maybe.
That's New Japan and racist yellow t-shirt, so I mean, that's right up your alley.
Well, didn't you buy it for me?
Shut the fuck up.
It came from the right place. Ding, ding.
Yeah, where's the bell?
All right, this is the one we're probably going to have a lot of differences on. The winner-take-all tag team four-way, the Gorillas of Destiny, Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa, the IWGP champions, versus Villain Enterprises, Brody King and PCO, the Ring of Honor champions, versus Los Ingobernables de Japón, Evil and Sonata, versus the Briscoes, Jay and Mark, not the older Briscoes.
And there's no schmages in... I mean, they're few and far between... In at least in New Japan, right?
Correct.
Gives a shit. Here's my pick. Villain Enterprises take it all.
Oh, Tony's going back.
Brody
to the
King
well.
And PCO, dude. It's fucking PCO is on a fucking freight train. He's running through everybody. Choo choo, motherfuckers. It's
I have
be Villain Enterprises night.
I have Gorillas of Destiny.
Well, you're wrong, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I hate to tell you that.
I have Evil and Sonata.
I like Whoa! That pick so much.
I would fucking die if the Briscoes won and fucked all of us. That would be the greatest thing ever.
It'd be
ever.
Great. Where are you going next there?
The RPW British Heavyweight Championship. Champion Zack Sabre Jr. defends against Hiroshi Tanahashi. Mr. Tanahashi, baby. Matt.
I like Zack Sabre to retain.
Kevin.
Zack Sabre.
Yeah, I'm on board with Zack Sabre. As much as I like Tanahashi, he's a fucking loser. The IWGP Sorry. Speaking of losers, the IWGP Intercontinental Championship, Tetsuya Naito defends against Kota Ibushi. Isn't that the Golden Lover guy?
Yes, it is. Look at
I'll
you.
I'll go first. Golden Lover to win. We got a new Intercontinental Champion.
I'm with him.
I am also with him.
Jesus, you guys have been fucking following my picks over here.
The only one that I have circled that I didn't go with was Sabre Jr. because I didn't realize it was the British Heavyweight Championship match. That's
so you're taking Sabre, though?
I took Sabre, yeah. But I had Tanahashi circled, so we'll see.
Well, your now, Ring of Honor World Championship ladder match three-way. Jay Lethal defends against Matt Taven and Marty Scurll. Kevin.
Oh, you're going me first, eh?
Yes, I am.
I'm going Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal to retain. Matt.
This is tough. That was the hardest one, too. Just like the...
This was tough.
NXT main event.
I'm going Marty Scurll because Lethal doesn't have to be pinned or submitted to lose the title. So it sets up for stuff down the line. Because we haven't gotten the Marty J. Lethal one-on-one match yet.
Yeah, I don't know if I go necessarily with that logic, but I do agree with Matt's result. I'm going Marty Scurll for the win and new champion.
It's another one where Taven could walk out champion and we could all be losers.
The IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Champion Jay White defends against Kazuchika Okada. Okada for the win, new champion. We got a major title change happening in Madison Square Garden, the way wrestling history should be. Matt.
I'm with you on that. Okada is
two for Okada.
Okada is him and Tanahashi are like the equivalent of like John Cena and like Randy Orton. And I think they're going to make huge news with this. I don't think Jay White is there. I love the character. I love what he's doing with the Bullet Club and with Gato, but I just don't think he's there, man.
Gato. Kevin!
Got to go with what circled. I got to go Jay White.
Whoa! Kevin,
I love it.
Going with
I
retaining.
Love it. I love it.
I do love it too, man. These were tough. But I'll tell you this much, I had an easier time picking these than I have with Mania, and there's still a few of them I'm not sure
about. Oh, because you're, you know, the Japanese wrestling connoisseur.
Well, I am. I'm an expert on Ring of Honor and Japanese wrestling, Kevin.
That's
you
right.
know this.
That's
why
true.
You guys picked most of the same picks I did.
This is rough.
I'm an expert. What are you
No, doing? No, no. I'm just my picks. Like this, I guarantee you guys, I don't know, you guys take the lead on this because I have a feeling I'm taking a bath, even though we all picked a lot of the same. I don't think I've retained a tie or even remotely close to a lead or a contention after this weekend.
I don't know, man. There's a lot going on, and we still have a whole bunch of other stuff to pick. And we all pick pretty much, I think for the most part, we have the same picks. There's a handful here and there that we're different on.
There's not a lot.
No, I mean, just a couple.
It's good, though. It's good.
Yeah, of course. It shows that we're on the same page. We got the thinkings going on.
Thinking.
Yeah. Hey, are there any little newses and notices before we get into our third phase of picks that you guys want to talk about? Anything been happening?
Today marks the anniversary of WrestleMania 5.
Oh, yes. Good.
2022.
Call. 2022 didn't even happen yet, Matt.
Ah,
hi-o.
Fucking fucktart.
Thanks. Thank you for that.
Where would you put WrestleMania 5? Because I mean, we're all up there.
Definitely the top five WrestleManias of all time.
It's got to be. I mean, I'm not trying to like steal anyone else's thunder, but this is like that's kind of like our. I mean, WrestleMania 6 was the first pay per view I ever actually watched live. I think that I can remember. So, but going back and watching WrestleMania 5 is just fun for me.
Well, what else happened at WrestleMania 5? Was that when that was when the Warrior lost to Rick Rude as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
This is your WrestleMania 5.
I just remember Red Rooster and I think Mr. Perfect and Red Rooster Bobby Heenan.
Hercules beat King Haku. The Twin Towers beat the Rockies.
That's fine.
The Rockies.
The Rockers.
Colorado Rockies.
Beefcake and DiBiase went to a double countout.
Strikeforce split apart.
No, that was at WrestleMania 6.
Oh, that was?
I think, right?
No, was it?
Oh, was it?
It was 5.
Oh, no, because they fought each other at 6, maybe.
Right, 5 was they lost to the Brainbuster.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is awesome. The Demolition.
Wow, Strikeforce and Brainbuster?
Yeah, at fucking WrestleMania 5.
Isn't that crazy?
I always thought Brainbusters were a little later than Strikeforce. I don't know why.
They were striking with, well, in fairness, this was the first time Strikeforce had been seen in a long time, and I think they did it just to turn Rick Martel heel at this point.
Well, yeah, and then
because they hadn't been teaming together for a while going into WrestleMania 5.
Did they wrestle each other at 6? They had to have, right? Or was it like a SummerSlam?
I don't think they ever actually wrestled each other on a major show.
Oh, they had to have.
I don't think so, dude.
Where's my phone?
Let me see. Rick Martel defeated Coco Beware at WrestleMania 6. Yeah, so that didn't happen at WrestleMania.
That's weird if that never happened at a pay-per-view.
Not really, because you know why? Because they wanted to move Tito Santana on so they can make, you know, give Rick Martel that push.
Right.
Like, there's no money in a Rick Martel-Tito Santana feud, you know?
They were a popular, they were the champs.
They were the champs, but it's not like Hogan and Savage, you know what I'm saying?
But it's like, at that time, as far as I know, it could have been as good as like Matt and Jeff Hardy, no? Or
No.
But your tag team champions are your top guys.
No, I get it. I don't think there would have been a big fight to see Dynamite and Davey Boy either to go.
Oh, I disagree.
Not in the United States. I don't think anybody would have given a shit about that match.
I think if like that's a great question. I know
you
we
think
have...
Valentine. You think people would have gave a shit about Valentine and Beefcake going at it?
Didn't they have that? Oh no, Beefcake just jumped right into the barber thing at three. Right.
Yeah. Because he got the his haircut by Adonis on like Superstars, but like, before that.
Do you think people cared more about the Rockers than they did about the Strikeforce?
No, I think they cared more about the Rockers later on when Marty Jannetty came back as a surprise, and then him and.
But I mean, like, if obviously the barbershop is one of the most iconic moments. Like, ever. We can kind of agree on that.
It's a shame it didn't happen at WrestleMania. It would have been a WrestleMania moment, right, Matt?
Fuck your hand.
But were the Strike Force more over? They're the same team, except the Strike Force had the belts. So they were the top guys. So people had to have, at some point, cared more about the Strike Force than the Rockers, no?
Yeah, but you're mistaking caring for the team as opposed to caring for the two guys fighting each other. And nobody gives a shit about Tito taking on Rick Martel.
You don't think people would care more about Tito with his history than a singles match between between Jannetty and Michaels? Jannetty was nothing without the Rockers. Tito was a huge star before the Strikeforce.
Yeah, but Tito was just a good hand. Tito wasn't like, especially at that point, he wasn't like I don't see Martel versus Santana headlining a show.
He was in your one of the guys that could have won the Royal Rumble
in
1992.
Yeah, at that point, yes, but in a feud with Rick Martel, no.
No, not at that point.
Shut up, you fucking dickhead.
Fuck you.
Back from the bathroom and all of a sudden he's a fucking wrestling connoisseur.
1989 Tito
is
a good hand.
It's definitely better than
1992 Tito. He's got potential to carry the company.
No, in a feud against Rick Martel? No way that sells anything. Nobody cares about that.
If you think about it, it's the same fucking feud.
I think they got more out of the Martel heel turn than they expected, and I think Martel showed more with his character when he became the
model. Martel was a huge single star before he was in Strikeforce or the Can-Am Connection. He led the AWA, dude.
The what?
Really? Right. Really the what?
All right.
No, but if the people watching WWE, maybe they didn't know about the AWA, right, and they didn't know about his stuff with Bockwinkel.
The Martel, Sean, there's so many similarities in this, actually, now that I think about it, other than the actual turn. But Martel and HBK are basically the same character.
WrestleMania 9?
No, SummerSlam 92, when they fought each other. They were basically the same character fighting each other in Wembley Stadium.
It's like I'm looking in a mirror.
So I think Tito Santana was way more over when that split happened than Jannetty was when that split happened as a single. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think anybody gives a shit about a feud between Santana and Martel, though. I just don't. I'm sorry.
I think you're wrong.
I'm wrong.
No, but like, they're almost identical except for the actual moment of the turn. The turn that Shawn Michaels did was clearly 10 times better. Martel, what, just walked out on the match?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then essentially you ran down Tito and
he had to carry him.
Were they on opposite Survivor Series teams?
I don't know.
At 89 they were. Yeah. At Survivor Series 89 they were. That's my favorite Survivor Series.
I guess they never really had a blow-off match.
No, they didn't because there was no money in that. They wanted to move.
You could have put that on like SummerSlam, dude.
Really?
So you know what? I can't really argue with Tony at this point because they had multiple Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty matches. So
you could have put Tito Santana and Rick Martel in the Greg Valentine Hercules spot at SummerSlam 1989.
I don't think they just wanted to move them on, dude. They weren't even a team when they put them back together for the Brainbusters anymore, dude.
Oh, they were in a fucking 6-man tag match. Look at me, what a jerk off.
Was that the Strikeforce and...
It was the Rougeaus and Rick Martel against the Rockers and Tito.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You got your blow off. Hope you're happy, Kev. WrestleMania 11 had What a Man and fucking LT and Bam Bam and Shawn and Diesel. And
maybe this is too on the spot. What are your top five WrestleManias?
Oh, Jesus, really? We're going to go over our top five WrestleManias like now. Seriously?
You don't need to go down the whole card. Do you have them off the top of your head?
No, I don't. There's 34 to choose from.
Yeah, like anything in the last fucking 15 years was any good?
Yeah, some of the stuff was.
20? 20, 17, 3, 5,
1.
There you go.
All right, I go with that.
Done.
Thanks for playing.
You fucking asshole. No, you're a jerk wolf.
12, just because of the finish.
Oh, you forgot 10.
12, just because of the fucking Bret Hart fan. 12,
the match, the match, the 10? Match, the match, the main event, not the 10. Finish,
Why
not
would
the
you
finish.
Say 10? I had two of the greatest WrestleMania
Because I
matches.
Just reeled off five WrestleManias off the top of my head. That's why this was a good conversation, and you're like...
12, 8,
16,
6... I'm going old school just because they all kind of blur towards the end.
I have faith.
20 because I was there, even though whatever. So that's 4. And so 8. And then I'll probably go with 6 if I, unless I already said it.
You already said 6.
Then
1, 3, 6, 10, 17. There you go.
I'm going to go 7.
No 3.
No 3.
Wow.
3 doesn't mean as much to me as it means to everybody else.
Well, you're a younger guy. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch it live, but you go back and you watch it. I mean, there's some pretty monumental stuff on there.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, there's also a lot of dog shit on there, too.
You know, all the WrestleManias have dog shit on them.
Let's talk about this year's WrestleMania. You want to talk about dog shit?
I like this. I don't hate it.
Yeah, Kevin
on paper. Looking at it on paper, I don't hate it.
All right. Are we ready for this? Are we ready for this? This is what it all comes down to. This is why we do what we do every year.
As ready as I'll be.
It's time for part 3 of the Shining Wizard pay-per-view pick extravaganza thing.
And now Kevin decides to take a piss. He's getting a fucking beverage. He's going to fucking drink himself into oblivion thinking about what his fucking picks are for this one. I said Pixar. Isn't that a movie studio? Hey, you got an extra pen over there? Because I swear, honest to God, like I don't have these picks. Thank you, sir.
If you're making them now, why do you need a pen?
I don't want to sound like a dick, but you know.
Oh, yeah, I don't need this pen.
You know you forgot the 3 most important matches.
I got him here. Don't worry about it. I got him here.
Matt, it's what I saw online today at the end of work.
I got him here. We ready?
No, you don't have a third page?
I do, but you forgot Brock, Seth.
I didn't forget anything. That's what it was.
What do you mean? They're not on here.
I didn't forget it. Whoever I got it from forgot.
Wow,
you
Kevin.
You gotta check your source.
Wow, Jesus Christ. Did you get this from fucking Mike Johnson? Holy shit.
This could have been posted a week ago, for all I know. I was at work, because I wasn't going to be able to do it at home.
Come on, we knew fucking Roman Reigns was, Seth Rollins was taking on Brock Lesnar over 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's not on here?
That's why I said the 3 most important matches. Brock, Seth, Daniel Bryan, Kofi, and the women's main event.
Well, in fairness, Daniel Bryan, Kofi was only announced a week ago.
We don't really got to care about those.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
I tried, man. I was using company paper and company ink and all that shit. That's just that's expensive. Tried.
Ah, Jesus Christ, dude. I still don't know who I'm picking for these fucking things.
Well, you better pick because we don't have a lot of time.
We really don't have a lot of time. All right,
Tony Schiavone, let's get this over with.
All right, let's start it up. Shane McMahon against The Miz.
The Miz. God,
isn't this no holds barred or false count anywhere or some nonsense?
Every match is
false count anywhere.
I feel like every match is either a false count anywhere or someone's career is on the line.
Kevin.
Miz.
Matt.
I think The Miz.
Yeah, I got to go with The Miz, too. That's a threesome.
Why do you keep saying that?
What are you, a fucking homophobe, dude?
Listen, it's better than being mad about every time Matt brings up a question.
Titties.
Kurt Angle in his farewell match against the Baron himself, Corbin. I'm going Kurt Angle. You have to. I don't think they play any shenanigans with Angle's final match. I don't think he needs to send this guy off with a win.
No, I'm going Kurt Angle, too.
Kurt Angle.
I'm going Baron.
Ooh, Kevin! AJ Styles versus Randy Orton.
This might be the hardest one.
Yeah, this is one of the ones I'm having a hard time with. Push comes to shove, I'm going Randy Orton. I'm going Randy Orton on that one. Kevin?
AJ Styles.
Ooh, Matt?
Oh, this is a tough one.
Yeah, Orton always fucking plays nice at WrestleMania.
I'm going to go AJ, too.
Ooh. The Women's Tag Team Championship. Oh, the God. Boston Hug Connection versus the Divas of Doom versus the Iconics versus the Big Old Bitches. Matt.
You're
going to get some fucking awful, stupid,
WrestleMania moment for all the women sitting at home watching and dreaming and hoping they one day can step in the ring and become a professional wrestler with fucking, you can grab Beth Phoenix's dick for $20 in access. And the championship title that they're going to lose on Monday Night Raw the next night when Beth Phoenix and Natty win the tag titles, and it's a great send-off to the Anvil, and it's going to be so emotional, and Edge is going to come out.
All right, who are you picking?
He's going to walk because he's in a wheelchair because his neck is broken. Oh, my God. I'm going to pick the Divas of Doom, the worst fucking tag team name ever.
Kevin.
Is that what they're called? I thought they were called, like, the, I don't know, something else. I'm going Bayley and Sasha to retain.
Ooh, I'm going with the Iconics because F all y'all. I bet you they're dumb enough to actually pull that one off.
Well, I picked the Iconics to win the belts in the first place.
Well, too bad. You should pick them tonight because that's when they're going to win. No. Cruiserweight Championship. Buddy Murphy defends against Tony Nese.
I'll start. Tony Nese wins
Tony
the belt.
Nese gets his moment. Nice. Tony Matt, Nese. Does Tony Nese get his moment?
No, I'm on Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, I'm on board with Buddy Murphy, too.
Ooh.
I'm liking the Buddy Murphster. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre, Velvet's son. I'm going Roman Reigns. You have to.
Same.
The guy beat cancer, for Christ's sakes. You think a fucking Claymore is going to stop him?
Yeah, and he did it without health insurance. I'll take Roman Reigns, too.
Oh.
Triple H.
I see where you're going with that, Matt.
Triple H. We won't have enough time to cover it.
Cover what? Well, go ahead. Cover what?
Just get done with your fucking picks.
Oh, then now he's fucking angry. Fuck yourself, dude. Triple H versus Batista.
And if Triple H loses, he must retire from in-ring competition.
Yes, he must.
So he's going to win.
Kevin?
Triple H.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, too.
All right.
All right, fantastic. WrestleMania's looking like a fucking barn burner. Glad I picked up a shift at the restaurant.
The Intercontinental Championship. Bobby Lashley defends against Finn Balor's demon.
Finn Balor.
Yeah, it's got to be Balor, dude. There's no other way about it. The demon doesn't lose. He's
no,
like
the demon
fucking,
doesn't lose.
It's like X-Pac on pay-per-view. Never
fucking
loses.
Worst thing in the world. I'll go with the demon, too. You got to go Joe Mysterio next?
Yes, I am. For the United States Championship, Samoa Joe defending against Rey Mysterio.
Who you picking, Dicko?
Fuck. Well, Mysterio's hurt, right?
That's what they say. So I'm sure we're going to get some fucking Andrade replacement or Kevin Owens or...
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with Joe. Joe's going to retain no matter who it is. I was kind of siding with Mysterio with the whole leg thing, but nah, he fucking lost to Corbin. He's going to lose here.
I think the whole... It just happened to be Mysterio's ankle that he got hurt, so I think that was a play on Corbin, ankle lock, whatever, yada, yada. I think Samoa Joe.
So we're all going Joe.
Yep.
So that's no matter, but I don't pick him if someone else comes in, necessarily.
Okay. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Gotcha.
For the WWE Championship, the new Daniel Bryan defends against Kofi Kingston of The New Day. Kevin.
Kofi.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt.
Kofi.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going Daniel Bryan. I don't think they pull the trigger on Kofi. I think it's an unfortunate situation, but it's not Kofi's night.
Okay.
For the Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar defends against Seth Rollins. Matt.
Seth.
Really?
Tony.
Yeah, Seth.
Yeah. All right. Yep, Seth.
Kevin picks Seth. Your main event.
And I'll tell you, can I tell you why I picked Kofi?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
He's going to make me change my mind.
Because Brock is going to lose to Seth. Kofi's going to beat Daniel Bryan. And then Vince McMahon is going to come out, and he's going to say, you have to wrestle Brock Lesnar right now. Because SmackDown's going to Fox in October, and Brock Lesnar is being advertised.
Shit.
So Kofi's going to get his WrestleMania moment, and Brock Lesnar's going to walk out of WrestleMania as the SmackDown champion.
Oh, my God. Can I change my pick?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the match. The match is still...
Well, he picked Daniel
Bryan. Oh, you picked... No, you can't change your pick.
I can't change my pick.
No. But
I'm pretty sure he can.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, you change your picks all the time.
Yeah, Jesus. You change your picks more than I pick my ass.
I think I only did it once, too, though.
Yeah, that's one more time than Tony.
All right, well, then let's get to the main event match.
Are you changing
your pick?
Do I have to do it before I tell you the main event?
No.
No.
You just
I think he has to do it now.
Pick. Yeah.
All right, I got to do it now. No, fuck it. I'm staying with D. Bryant.
All right, staying with D. Bryant.
I don't like Matt's story. That's a way far, long time away. Mm-hmm. You can't have everybody shitting on him fucking being up, not being on TV every week and then not have him on TV again.
Why? They don't give a shit.
WWE. Why? If they did it enough on Raw, that might as well be SmackDown's turn not to have a champion.
WWE SmackDown and Raw Women's Championships on the line in a triple threat match. Champion Ronda Rousey versus champion Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch. I'm going Becky Lynch. Have to. There's no other way to pay this off. Becky Lynch holding up both belts is going to be your WrestleMania picture that they're going to use for everything to show you that hashtag give divas a chance was all worthwhile and everything was great. Matt,
do you have a? I think you have a theory about.
I also have a theory.
I can see it in your eyes, and I think I know. Can I say what I think it is before I make my?
You
pick?
Know what it is because I sent it in a text message to you guys last week.
The whole. I thought it was something different. Never mind.
No.
I
still stand by that.
All right, I'm going Becky.
I'm also going Becky.
But my theory was that maybe they save this for the Raw after, but I don't think that is what it's going to be. So I'm going Becky. I thought maybe that's what was in your head, but then I forgot about the other thing. So go ahead.
No, I like Becky to win, and then post-match, the whatever they call themselves, that fucking Ronda's MMA bitches. Kids,
thank you.
They jump Charlotte and Becky. Sasha and Bailey make the save, and the show ends with the four horsewomen, as I stroke my imaginary Joey Ryan penis, standing tall in the ring end WrestleMania 35.
And you don't see that happening with Becky and Bailey with the belts? Bailey and Sasha with the belts? No?
No.
Doesn't matter. No.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
I think
Becky Lynch wins and Charlotte loses, and what good does that
help? Yeah, but then when the MMA bitches attack Charlotte and Becky after the match.
I think that happens on Raw the next night.
On Raw, Monday Night Raw. There's a lot of potential for feel-good moments. One of them can't happen.
But does that mean that Shayna Baszler doesn't successfully defend her championship?
That's why I think I picked, and I can't speak for Matt, that's why we picked her to lose.
I think you're all wrong.
That's fine. Well, you've been telling us we're wrong all night, you fucking dickbag.
Well, all right, because I'm going to tell you this. It's time to go home.
All right, let's do it.
Got a going home? I got a going home.
I have a going home as well.
All right. Maxwell Jacob Friedman, buddy of ours, done the show. One of the outstanding stars of Creative Pro Wrestling Academy, was making a name for himself all over the place, signed with All Elite Wrestling. A video surfaced of him this week on Rosie O'Donnell's show. He was 3 years old.
Oh, yeah.
He was so cute and adorable, and he was such a prick even then. That's my going home.
All right.
Matt, do you have WrestleMania music to play?
That's your going home. I do have WrestleMania music.
Play some WrestleMania music while we go home. The World Wrestling Federation.
Then are you ready?
For the Survivor Series. So dumb.
Who will survive?
Oh, my God.
Here comes Linda McMahon.
This is Survivor Series.
This is the WrestleMania album.
From WrestleMania 10, right? This debuted. This replaced the iconic.
Yeah, that was a good WrestleMania theme.
My going home. One of the innovators of professional wrestling.
Tommy
Dreamer? The Northeast region. Amazing Red decided he was hanging up his tights.
Good going home.
So, props and respect to Red. He's going to stay on at House of Glory. He's going to continue to train. But he's definitely way ahead of his time. His stuff in the X Division on TNA, the stuff he's doing at House of Glory for the last couple of years, it's really amazing stuff. And it's always sad when you see someone like Red hang up his tights. So props to Amazing Red. If you're around Saturday and you're not going to Busted Open, you're not going to the New Japan show, you're going to be in the city. Go check out the House of Glory show. You won't be disappointed.
Couldn't agree more with that. A lot of good matches on that show. Tajiri, Muda, Juicy Product vs. Private Party. Lots of stuff. My going home, guys. The XFL's competition, the Alliance of American Football, has closed its doors or ceased
operations. Yeah, it was a bummer. I read that today.
So everyone was all hopped up on this the first weekend it came out, and now it is for the near future done so. And now, what does this mean for the XFL? Is it better? Is it good? Does it project good things? Does it project bad things?
The only thing I could surmise is that the XFL is not tied to the National Football League like the
right.
You know, or the Alliance was.
They lost a lot of money not getting a
not a donation, but for the Players Association.
Yeah.
So
if you don't have the funding, things can't run.
So that's my going home.
Oh, and congratulations to our buddy, the Reinforcer, Andrew Anderson. He's being honored at Cauliflower Alley Club this year.
Who?
Who? Andrew?
Jim Neidhart?
Yes, no, Jim Neidhart.
That's not possible.
Yes, it's impossible. Anything else before we get out of this mess?
Enjoy your WrestleMania weekend. WrestlePro shows Wednesday, Thursday. Everything's happening in Jersey City. If you're going to be in Manhattan, go. Have fun. We're going to be at the G1. We're going to the Busted Open 10-year anniversary party. So look for me, Tony, Kevin. Hopefully we'll all be alive since we're all dying.
Yeah, don't get too close to us.
Don't get close to me at all. Please stay the fuck away from me.
Smells like fucking pizza and Shane.
Yeah, what's your point? Have fun this weekend. Be a fan. Don't be a fucking armchair booker. Just enjoy it. We all know we're going to hate WrestleMania. But fucking have fun. Stay off your fucking Twitter. Don't criticize everything. Just be a fan and enjoy the weekend. And God bless you if you can fucking, if you do like 8 shows this weekend. God bless you, because that's a lot.
If you do like NXT, Raw, SmackDown, WrestleMania, that's
the G1. You can come into town tomorrow. You do the WrestlePro, both WrestlePro shows. They're running a shit ton of shows at the. You hit both Janela Spring Breaks. Holy shit!
You must have a whole lot of money, and I'm jealous of you if that's the case.
Some people just save up all year for this.
And that's if you got a whole lot of money, give us a dollar. Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. Yeah. Have fun. See you Monday for all the fallout. Tuesday for all the fallout.
That's the time we do shows.
Oh yeah, Raw's gonna be Monday too.
Good one, dick bag.
Monday's always.
Raw's all right, fuck you all. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's how you say goodbye.
Yeah,
fuck you all. Goodbye.
Fuck you all.
That
you
seems
have a miserable
rude.
Fucking week watching wrestling.
Just so you guys know,
we still are.
By like 8:30 Saturday night, Tony's gonna be done. He's gonna be done with
I'm gonna be ruining everything from 7:30 on.
The whole
come
trip.
Sit by us. What section are we in?
I don't know. It's a good question. Tickets are at home. The whole event.
Wait, you've had these tickets for months. You don't know what section we're sitting in?
You're fucking.
Do we even have tickets?
Yes.
Are they for like the G2, which is fucking next door at the Hammerstein?
Going Home Part 2. LSG's in that Rumble, by the way, so he's working the garden.
That's awesome.
Former guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not picking that, so who cares? Good night, everyone.
God, you're such
I like
a
turtles.
You make shit all over all the ROH guys again?
No, I like ROH. I'm the one that picked 5 for 5 on the fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah, you also badmouthed every single one of them.
You like this hat?
Stay tuned for the rant or something.
The rant is on the rant, coming up after the rant.
Whatever show is on this network after us.
You're a fucking dickhead. Good night, everybody.
Happy WrestleMania.
Yay. Go grab Joey Ryan's dick.
Yeah, for $30. Grab a sock dick. Dick farts.